presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Jordan Slough will stand at his own 20, awaiting the punt here on 4th and 12. Room to run. Great spin move by Slough. Makes a man miss. 15, 20, 25 steps out of a tackle. 30. He's only got the punter to beat. It's Slough versus Clinch, and Jordan Slough will win that race. An 89-yard punt return for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown.
Tonight, it's a C2 Top 10 battle from Donovan as the Sutton Mustangs battle the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Option to the short side. Wiseman cuts it up. Look out. 40, 35, 30. He is gone, and Sutton is in the lead. A 46-yard touchdown run. Three big touchdown plays so far tonight for Sutton. Wiseman is near 200 yards on the night.
Last year's regular season matchup was one of the best games of the year, and the rematch of the state semifinals also went to Sutton. Tonight, Donovan Trumbull finds themselves undefeated and ranked number one, and looking to snap a long losing streak to Sutton. It's the Mustangs and Cardinals coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Donovan with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda and Jeff Babel. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Donovan. It is time for, can you believe it, week six of the high school football season, and another Friday night that weather will come into play. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, of the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Donovan Trumbull and Sutton here on Classic Hits. And Jeff, although the weather won't be bad, the wind will be a factor tonight for at least one of these teams in Donovan Trumbull that likes to throw the football. And if it does stay windy, maybe that'll give a little bit of an edge to the underdog tonight in Sutton.
Yeah, we had some wind advisories up early into the day. The wind is supposed to die down towards the end of the game, but it will be a factor early in this game for sure. Donovan Trumbull, a team that lost to Sutton two times last year, Doug. This year they probably have the better team, but they're still going to probably use that revenge factor with the chip on their shoulder. We're going to see how that factors into the game tonight.
Well, last year we happened upon the Donovan Trumbull at Sutton regular season game, and I said it many times. I said it in the playoffs. It was the most exciting, fun game to watch and call, not just last year, but in quite an amount of time. It was a 36-29 football game that, as you said, Sutton won, and then Sutton, a little bit lower scoring game in the state semifinals, advanced on. Both of those games played at Sutton. We'll hear more about that from the coaches here in a little bit. But Sutton has lost a lot more from their football team, especially on the line, than what Donovan Trumbull has had. Basically, all the key components were back for Donovan Trumbull this year, and that's why they were highly ranked, and Cole Wiseman was one of the reasons Sutton was highly ranked.
Yeah, and Sutton, they're such an athletic team. They're very tough. They're hard-nosed, but they've got a very young line, Doug, and they're very inexperienced. We saw them play some not-so-quality opponents early on. They kind of got some experience, and they played St. Cecilia last week, and struggled there. So the young line's going to get even younger tonight. I believe we have a change in the starting lineups.
Tonight for Sutton, they will start a freshman, two sophomores, a junior, and only one senior on that offensive line, where Donovan Trumbull has juniors and seniors all up and down their starting lineup. And we'll talk about that more as we get closer to kickoff. A reminder that we've got other football going on tonight. Another great battle, this one of unbeatens. Cozad at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Southern Valley's at St. Cecilia on ESPN 1550. Minden is at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. And any of those games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, after the game, you can pick them up on the podcast and listen to them again. PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll continue on with the New Tech Seed pregame show and hear from Sutton head football coach Steve Raymer, followed by Donovan Trumbull head football coach Brent Breckner, as we get ready for one of the most highly anticipated games of the year. We knew in the preseason that this was going to be a barn burner. In fact, Bob Jensen had it as the number two game of the entire year, and it's here tonight on Classic Hits. We'll be back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass,
Just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Fairbanks International and Case IH have some great money-saving news for you. Case IH is offering an interest waiver on many used combines until January 2015. Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Machinery Network, has the finest selection of quality used combines. Check out their inventory at TitanMachinery.com. Then ask your Fairbanks International rep about the right combine for your operation and 0% financing until January 2015. Some restrictions apply. Fairbanks International, better solutions.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for what could be a great, great football game. A lot of people have been waiting for this one since the end of last season. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton coach Steve Raymer joins us here on the program. Coach, thanks for the time. And again, a great start to the season. I know you want to lick some wounds after last week, but the status of the team is what coming off your first loss in quite some time?
Well, you know, we're just pretty young up front, so it was a learning experience for us in a big game, and some young guys reacted like we thought they would and some didn't, and but you know, we're striving to get better each week.
I want to start right there because that has been the one thing that has been brought up from last week and going into this week, is that you do have a lot of youngsters up on that line, and that's where St. Cecilia probably had the advantage last week. How do they match up against Sutton, and how are the kids responding, and what have you already seen in practice this week?
You know, I think we just have a better understanding of the effort it takes and every down and, not beating ourselves. I think last week we did a bad job of beating ourselves with some key penalties and big moments. And we still have to clean up our own game, and that's the most we can do is work on ourselves. I think if we work on ourselves, we'll have a better chance.
What are the other differences between the football team that made it to the state finals last year and the football team you have today?
I would just say, you know, just overall youth. I mean, we were all pretty much juniors and seniors, only one sophomore on the field last year, and this year we're four sophomores, and even a freshman comes in for us, and, our first guys off the bench are freshmen and sophomores, and last year we had a little bit more depth, and this year we don't quite have that depth and that experience up front, but, they're slowly gelling together. They're trying to grasp a lot of offense and a lot of defensive responsibilities and assignments in a very short period of time, because these kids were all JV players for us last year, and they really got to, you know, trying to grasp championship football in a 4 or 5 game period is tough sometimes.
We're talking with Sutton Head football coach Steve Raymer here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they hit the road to take on Donovan Trumbull. Obviously, everybody knows about the dynamic quarterback you have in Cole Wiseman, and he had an outstanding performance last week. I know it bounced the wrong way for him at the end of the football game, but talk about where he's developed and how his game has gotten better.
Well, he's just so fast, and he has a grasp of everything we're doing. Right now, we can't do everything we want to do, but he has a grasp of everything we want to do and pretty good command of what's going on up front. And he's really experienced, and he's a guy that we know that is going to get us, like the other night, a minimum of 14, probably with 21, but he just happened to have a turnover, which is rare for him. We've got to develop him a little bit more in the passing game, and he's got to do that on the move because sometimes we're under a little heavy rush. But, he's definitely a guy we lean on in every big game, and his carries will increase as the season goes on here, as we've kind of limited what he'd do to keep him healthy for games like this. But, he's a kid that, we get in a game like today, he might carry the ball 30 times for us, might throw it 20, I don't know, whatever it takes to win.
Steve, what is different about the offense you're running this year? Obviously, some of those young linemen are part of that, but what's different about what you're doing?
I think we're just a little more simpler. We got to keep it a little more simpler so we can keep within the framework of our team. And, we're not, we can't run quite as many formations as we're used to running, and but we're getting closer to that. We can still do it. We just don't do it effectively, so we kind of simplify what we did. And we're pretty much a run-based team, but we have to simplify that even further just to make sure that everybody has a grasp of what we're doing up front. And, them kids are coming a long ways, and there's, big games like this is only going to help us for not only this year but in the future. And we know where we want to be for the playoffs, and you know, it's going to be, we knew it was going to be slow steps getting there, and there were going to be some bumps in the road like last Friday, and we just have to concentrate on ourselves and keep improving in that.
Talk with Steve Raymer, head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We know that you didn't throw the ball. Your offense isn't set up to throw the ball a whole lot. How is that part of your game right now?
You know, we're going to expand that a little bit more each week. You know, we're getting a better grasp of our blocking concepts on our pass protection, and with teams are loading the box on us pretty heavy, so it's something that we're going to have to get better at and something we're going to definitely do more of. You know, in a perfect world, we'd rather never throw the ball, but that's not going to happen. So you probably see us tossing around just a little bit more tonight.
What about defensively? It seems like you guys maybe have played a little bit and just a little bit tougher competition than what the folks at Donovan Trumbull have seen, and your defense looks to have been pretty solid, even making some key stops last week.
You know, we are a pretty solid defense, especially with the youth we have. We're kind of surprised at that. With something we thought we'd have to do is outscore some teams. But even in the loss last Friday at 21-14, we're pretty satisfied with our defense holding teams at 21 to 28 points. And Donovan's a team that, you know, it's very difficult to do that. But our offense has to help our defense out as well and sustain some drives, keep them off the field. And but defensively, you know, we have Tristan Sheridan in the middle and Cole Shelkoff. They're both brand new at that position. You know, up front, Garrett Clark and Jared Limkow and some other, and we even have a freshman in there, Garrett Leach. And, you know, these guys are all new to that position, but, you know, we really just focus on them just giving effort 110% all the time. And you know, things will work its way out, and we'll teach them techniques as we go. But, you know, for the most part, we're pretty pleased with our defense.
And, well, Donovan Trumbull, wow, they're doing what everybody thought they would do. It doesn't seem like they have much of a chink in their armor. What do you see?
Well, they're the same team they were last year. You know, they got some amazing athletes with Slough and their quarterback, and you know, they spread you out, and you know, Slough in space is a very difficult kid to tackle and contain. And you know, I think the biggest thing that we have to do is we have to make them drive the football. You can't give up 40 and 50 yard plays back to back, and because you know they rack up 14 on you, it's going to be a tough catch up. And then, like I said, on offense, we have to sustain some drives to keep that offense off the field, because they you know, you give them multiple possessions and they're going to hurt you with it.
Special teams, can you take me through what it looks like for your football team? You're kind of a two-point team, a team that had struggled a little bit in that area last year.
I think last year we went 52% from 2 points, so we figure we're not going to kick 100% of our kicks. So, you know, we're always pretty good in that. This year we're a little higher than that, about 60%. So, you know, it's to our advantage if somebody's kicking, because on average we're getting more 2 points than they are one. So, you know, it's, you know, it's an area we practice a lot at and we focus at, and that's something that in a big game, if we execute those 2 points, that'll be the difference maker. And I think it was last year in occasions when we played Donovan, but you know, we're gonna have to do that at a higher level than we have so far this year.
Well, it should be a great football game, Steve. We're looking forward to calling the game tonight. We appreciate the time you've given us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Good luck.
Well, we enjoy the coverage. Thanks for coming.
You bet. Steve Raymer, head football coach, Sutton Mustangs. We'll come back, talk with Brent Breckner, head football coach at Donovan Trumbull, right after this on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer, for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Donovan Trumbull looking to go 6-0 tonight and get over the Sutton hump. I guess that's the next goal here for the Cardinals. Coach Brent Breckner joins us here on our pregame show. Coach, congratulations on the great start to the season.
Appreciate it. Yeah, our kids have played really well. We're pretty excited.
Well, let's start with the whole Sutton deal here. You have the number one ranking now in the state. You've had all kinds of accolades. You've got the kids that are all back. This is the rematch of last year. But still, Sutton clipped you twice last year, and that's got to be a little motivation for your young men.
Absolutely. We've played these guys five times in the last 3 years, and they've won the last three. So our kids definitely are, you know, are ready for that and ready to go out and play a good football game and get back on the winning side of this thing. You know, losing in the state semis last year, that's something we haven't forgotten. That's something we've worked a lot on, and we're ready to go and get after it.
We've seen over the last week or two some of the rematches from last year or the last couple of years kind of flip-flop of the team that maybe had gotten beaten or even rolled, reversing and getting that win. What's the balance as a coach to make sure that they're not overhyped for this game?
That's one of those deals. We've kind of gone through that all year. We've really focused on ourselves, and we've talked a lot about this week is what we need to do and the kind of football we need to play and not overemphasize the opponent but still take away the things that they do well. You know, we talk a lot about that offensively is we're going to do the things that we do. We'll make some adjustments. We'll do things a little different or maybe have a few different play calls, but we're going to do what we do and play the way that we play and play Cardinal football and get after it there. And same thing on defense. We'll have a little tweak here and there, a little thing we'll do differently, but we're going to play good, sound, you know, fundamental football and play Cardinal football.
We're talking with Brent Breckner, head football coach at Donovan Trumbull. Just looking at the scores, looking at the stats, it seems like everything is rolling along perfectly for your football team. Has anything surprised you through the first 5 weeks?
You know, not really. One of the things that's been kind of a pleasant surprise is we've had a few guys that have, you know, missed here and there, banged up and stuff like that. And we've had some young guys really step in and step up. On the offensive line, we've had some young players step in and play really well in the skill positions. You know, we had a lot of guys coming back, but, you know, guys banged up here and there, and guys have stepped up and played really, really well, which has provided us with some depth. And the same thing defensively. We've got some kids that have stepped in and played really well, and it's provided us some depth that we haven't had the last few years.
You talk about that line. You don't have the 260 or 250 pound guy up there, but it's all pretty solid in that 2 to 220 pound range. How have they been doing?
They've been doing a great job. I mean, when our offense is going, our offensive line is playing really well, and those guys have done an outstanding job. They understand what we do. They run it really well. They run it really fast. They play pretty physical, and a lot of times those guys get forgotten, and they kind of use that to their advantage a little bit. A lot of people talk about Jordan and Riley and Creighton and Lorenz and all these other guys, but they forget about those guys up front, and those guys do a fantastic job. When our offense is rolling, those guys are rolling, and they play very, very, very well.
We're talking with Brent Breckner, head football coach at Donovan Trumbull. That's pretty cool that you can run off that many names of that many talented players. There's just so much talent on this team, but we have to talk Jordan and Riley. They're clicking along. Their numbers are on pace from last year. Where are they better than what we talked about last season?
You know, I think Jordan probably runs more physically than he did last season. He understands the running game even a little bit better, which is kind of scary. And he does some really good things. Riley, I feel like, you know, he's just such a student of the game, and he makes great decisions with the football. You know, his arm's gotten even better. I think his decision-making's even a little quicker. And the thing that he hasn't really used a lot is he's gotten a lot faster. He's a lot more athletic. He's a weapon out there, too, even in the running game. And hopefully that's something down the road that we'll get to utilize a little bit. But, you know, just they're both really solid. They do what we ask them to do. They understand what we're trying to do. And they've really bought into the way that we run things on offense.
Not a lot of difference from what we've seen, but, I mean, this isn't a team that just lines up and runs the football. You've been very effective passing the football. Do you like the ratio that you've had so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been pretty good. I mean, there's places where we'd like to throw the football a little more, but we've played pretty well, been pretty successful. We haven't had to do that as much. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Coach Head, our offensive line coach, and he calls our offense, he wants to run the football. I'm an old offensive lineman, too. We want to run the football. And that's kind of what everything's predicated off of, and we're pretty good at that. I know sometimes people see spread and things like that, and they think, you know, it's soft or whatever, but we play good physical football up front, and we run pretty physically in that zone game, and we can get after some people. But, yeah, the balance has been pretty good. We're able to take advantage of things when they're there, and Riley makes great decisions with the football throwing it.
A couple minutes left here with Donovan Trumbull head coach Brent Brechner. Are there still some concerns? It looks like maybe you guys are getting over-penalized a little bit. One thing that sticks out from the stat sheet here, are there other concerns yet with this football team?
Yeah, I mean, just continuing to develop. I mean, that's something we've worked on. Yeah, we've had a lot of penalties. A lot of those penalties are aggressive type penalties. You know, where we're getting called for a hold or something like that when a young guy's getting in and he's working his tail off, but maybe his hands get outside the frame or something like that. We've had some penalties on, you know, kicks out of bounds and things like that where we're kicking that ball around and it bounces out of bounds. Yeah, it's absolutely a concern, but it's stuff that we're working on and we've overcome pretty well. I mean, just continuing to develop on offense and defense is big, making sure we are sound on the defensive side of the ball, that we tackle well. Offensively, continuing to develop guys and develop that offense. You know, we'll add a little wrinkle here and there each week and making sure the kids understand that. And then special teams-wise, just making sure that we're sound there, we're able to score, you know, on two-point plays or kicking plays, whatever we might decide to do, and then being sound in our punt return and kickoff return game.
Well, I said it multiple times last year, the regular season meeting between your two teams was the most entertaining football game I'd seen in a long, long time. And what is different about Sutton this year as you get ready to prepare for them? They still have Cole Wiseman, but maybe not as many weapons as last year.
Yeah, I mean, they've got great kids with Cole at quarterback and then Trey Raymer at running back and Noah Johnson at running back. They've got some great skill position guys, too. Those three, you know, have done a great job over the last couple of years. You know, we really feel like matchup-wise, we've got to stop those guys or slow those guys down, maybe is the better way to put it, and try to get the football back to our offense so we can do some things. We really feel like if our guys will come out and play physically, we know Sutton's going to come out and be physical. We've got to come out and match that physicality up front on the offense and defensive lines, and we think that we'll be able to do some of that, and that's going to be huge in this game, is that we play physically, we tackle well, and we take advantage of what's there and don't try to do too much. That's sometimes when we get into trouble as a guy, we'll try to do somebody else's job, and you know, they'll make you pay for that if you're not sound and gap sound and responsibility sound. So we feel like good plan coming in, and if we can play physical and do the things that we do offensively and defensively and in the special teams game, we're excited to go get after them.
Well, let's see if things can continue to click along tonight for Donovan Trumbull. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Brent Brechner, head football coach at Donovan Trumbull here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Guda, Jeff Fable, as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. The visiting football team tonight, the Sutton Mustangs, and at center will be number 75, 225-pound sophomore Garrett Clark. The guards on the left side is number 63, 165-pound freshman Christian Stengel, and the right guard, number 77, 175-pound junior Jared Lemkow. At the tackles, on the left side, number 74, 190-pound senior Dylan McCrodin, and the right tackle, number 66, 210-pound sophomore Tristan Sheridan. The tight end for Sutton is number 7, 190-pound senior John Bitterman. The wide receivers are number 24, 170-pound senior Cole Shelkoff, And number 28, 140-pound junior, Tyler Bailey. The fullback is number 22, a 195-pound junior, Noah Johnson. The I-back is number 6, 185-pound senior, Trey Raymer. And the quarterback, number 3, 185-pound senior, your All-State candidate, along with Wilt Fong of Donovan Trumbull. But Cole Wiseman is your starting quarterback for the Sutton Mustangs, who are 4-1 coming off the loss to Hastings St. Cecilia last week. They had beaten Tri-County, Southern, Centura, and Malcolm. They are 4-1, ranked 7th in the Lincoln Journal-Star, 10th in the Omaha World-Herald this week. They were 1-2 to start the season in many of the publications. Omaha, Lincoln, Huskerland Prep. Steve Raymer, the head coach, assisted by Chad Wiseman, Craig Raffert, and Zach Parrish for Sutton. Now for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the center is number 60, 200-pound senior Trevor Warford. At the guards, on the right side, number 50, 215-pound junior Kalen Garrett. And on the left side, number 72, 215-pound senior Eric Tobin. The tackles, on the right side, number 73, 210-pound senior Grady Cook. And on the left side, number 51, 185-pound senior Mitch Sawyers. The wide receivers are number 6, 135-pound junior Zach McNally, and number 24, 170-pound junior Johnny Gomez. At tight end, number 4, 200-pound senior Creighton Burr, and number 5, 170-pound junior in Noah Keller. The running back, number 3, over 2,000 yards last season, 180-pound senior Jordan Slough, and the quarterback who can do it on the ground and in the air, number 17, a 170-pound senior Riley Wilt Fong. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Brent Brechner, assisted by Clint Head, Jason LaValle, Jordan Connor, Justin File, and Matt Greathouse. They're 5-0, ranked number 1 in all major publications, with wins over Southern Valley, Blue Hill, Wood River, Thayer Central, and Superior. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. They can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We've got Donovan Trumbull and Sutton ready to kick things off. It is Tackle Cancer Night here tonight. A lot of the folks decked out in pink, special festivities going on before the game, and Sutton is about ready to take the field. Donovan Trumbull about ready to be introduced here. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer. Stacey Johns with you. Don't forget, we'll be giving you score updates throughout the night provided by our friends at Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. And we're looking forward to a great football game. Jeff, I think it comes down to what has been exposed on Sutton last week, and that was their youth and maybe a little bit smaller on the offensive and defensive line was 1 week enough to shore things up against this speedy Donovan Trumbull team.
Yeah, we got a couple of, I would say, top 10 offenses. It seems like to me that the key might be who's going to have the better defensive stops. And right now, Donovan returns all their guys from their defensive line. And Sutton, they're going to be really young, both offense and defensive line. So I think that might be the difference in this one. Sutton, though, they're going to come no matter what, and this will be a heck of a game that we've been looking forward to all season long.
And we're about ready to kick it away. Sutton will do so. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we'll kick it off right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cole Wiseman will boot it away. The wind at his back. Slough and Williams are back to receive. It's an onside kick, and Sutton's going to cover it. It took a crazy hop, and Sutton jumps on top of it, and covering the onside kick is going to be Tyler Bailey, and what a way to start the football game.
surprise attack there. They wanted to steal the momentum early, get something going, and that's exactly what they did. The sneak attack, the onside kick. Everyone thought it's going to be Williams or it's going to be Slough, and Sutton says, we need the ball first. Let's take it. Onside kick. Beautiful call there.
So basically, that gives Sutton the ball to start both halves and gets them on the football field. They'll start at the 45-yard line and come up quickly, turn, and hand it off over the right side. Looking for some running room is going to be Trey Raymer, and he's going to be able to get about 3 yards from the 44 to the 41. So Donovan Trumbull, all prepared to come out and play offense, now has to get ready and play some defense. And Sutton deciding, you know what, we're going to roll the dice early here. We know that Donovan Trumbull is going to put points up on the scoreboard. The fewest that they have scored in their first five games, 34 against Blue Hill, and that was Blue Hill's only loss. As they come up to the line quickly out of the huddle, they'll turn, run option. Wiseman will pitch it out here on the right side, looking for some room. 40, 35, down the sideline, 30, 20, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds. Inside the five-yard line is going to be Noah Johnson.
Nice run by Johnson. Took that pitch beautifully right up the right sideline. Used his speed to get past the defenders. Got all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Going to be first and goal here.
First down and goal. They'll mark him at the 7. What Sutton's doing is they're breaking about 2 or 3 guys out of the huddle in the key positions, a wide out or a tight end or a slot. And then the rest of the guys rush up to the line and they snap the ball. That's what they've done here on the first 2 snaps so that Donovan Trumbull can't make any adjustments as they are rushing up there on a 1 count. And going out wide to the left side is Nick Honesey. Everybody else in tight. And Wiseman's going to give it to the second man through. Trey Raymer finds a little bit of a seam, gets inside the 5. He's going to be down to about the 4-yard line. A gain of 3. It'll be second down and goal from the 4. And you just look over there. Sutton is just not very deep this year. They look like an 8-man school with as few kids as they have over there on the sidelines suited tonight.
Depth could be an issue here about second half. The Sutton players might be a little bit more winded in the second half.
Just underway. Sutton kicked it. Onside kick, and they've marched it down in 3 plays to the 4-yard line. Wiseman turns, hands it to his fullback. Nowhere to go for Johnson that time. He got maybe to the 3, but it's going to be third down and goal. And again, there's a great crowd here tonight watching the football game. Donovan Trumbull, they want this one bad. Their second test of the season after playing Blue Hill. It'll be third down and goal. Ball spotted at about the extra point line, so that's the 2.5 with 10:20 to go here on the opening possession of the football game. Again, Sutton takes a little time in the huddle. Then here comes 1 out. Here comes 2 out. And then the center comes over the top of it with Garrett Clark. And Cole Wiseman sets him down to the tight end. Quarterback sneak off the right side. He's at the 1, and he's into the end zone for a Sutton touchdown. A 2.5, 3-yard run officially is what we'll call it for Cole Wiseman taking the quick snap, and it didn't take long, and Sutton has put themselves on top 6-0 with 10:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. And now, as we talked about with Coach in the pregame interview, Sutton's going to go for 2. They're always going to go for 2. They've been pretty effective. They line up to go for 2. Option pitch. They'll get it out here to Johnson, trying to get the corner. He's in there for the 2-point conversion. And coming off that loss last week to St. Cecilia, Sutton has come out guns a-blazing with 10:04 to go in the first quarter. Sutton 8, Donovan Trumbull nothing on Classic Hits.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Well, the way to take the hometown crowd out of it is to get on the board early. And a 5-play, 44-yard drive that took a minute and 56 seconds has given Sutton the 8-0 lead, and now they'll line up to kick it again. Last time, the onside kick. Don't expect that again from Wiseman. Line drive kick taken by the up man at the 34, and instead of running it up the field, just falling on top of the football is going to be David Uden, and that's where the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals will start.
Yeah, interesting on the return there. He just kind of like fell like it was almost going to be a fumble, and I would expect that he probably could have got five or six more on that return. Interesting there.
Up man are there to block, I guess, and so with the potency of this offense, Donovan Trumbull usually doesn't worry about it. Their first possession starts at their own 35-yard line, and the quarterback, Riley Wilfong, hounds it to Slough. Big hole up the middle, 40, 45, 50. He's into Sutton territory, cuts back at the 40, breaks a tackle at the 35. He's down to the 20. Only Wiseman can get him. Wiseman gets blocked and drags him down at the 6.
What a run by the running back. Cuts across the midfield, goes across the field, and gets all the way down to the 6-yard line. What a huge run, game-changing play, a quick strike, answering back to the momentum that Sutton had stolen earlier.
Simple power blast there to Jordan Slough, and he rumbles all the way down to the 5-yard line, first down and goal for Donovan Trumbull. That run, 60 yards on the opening offensive play. Out of that shotgun is Wiltfong. Sets him down, turns, and hands it off to his running back, who slips on the cut, and nowhere to go for Lorenzo Williams. And he'll hit the turf. You got Lorenzo Williams. You'll see a lot of him. You'll see a little bit of Tom Pfeiffer in there as they switch plays in. Out of that shotgun, no huddle again. Maybe a loss of one on the play. We'll call it second down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line. Wiltfong now has Slough to his right. He's going to hand it to Jordan off the left side. Steps over a man and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. In fact, Slough tossed it to the back catch before they even called it a touchdown. Two plays, 65 yards, 63 yards, and into the end zone to make it 8-6. And now let's see what Coach Breckner wants to do. You don't have to go for two here if you want to kick the ball, but both of these teams are pretty good at going for the two-point conversion, and they are going to go ahead and go for two right here. So 59 seconds later, and on the board is Donovan Trumbull as they go for two. Wiltfong on the count, Slough flanking him to the left. They will give it to him up over the left guard, and he is going to get stuffed and not get in. But we've only played 2 minutes and 55 seconds, and both teams have scored. Sutton 8, Donovan Trumbull 6. Back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Fairbanks International and Case IH have some great money-saving news for you. Case IH is offering an interest waiver on many used combines until January 2015. Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Machinery Network, has the finest selection of quality used combines. Check out their inventory at TitanMachinery.com. Then ask your Fairbanks International rep about the right combine for your operation and 0% financing until January 2015. Some restrictions apply. Fairbanks International, better solutions.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Each team is on the board, and we remember from last year the kicking was not the big part of the game. Field position could be part of it, and here is a pooch kick by Donovan Trumbull. Bounces at the 30, Sutton better cover it, and running up to cover the ball at the 27-yard line. The Mustangs haven't. Boy, they almost got to that one. Good hustle, and covering the ball for Sutton is going to be Noah Johnson, but hustling down the field, Reed Schultz was almost there, and Sutton will take over for the second time in the ball game. 8-6 Sutton. And now, will they settle down a little bit, Jeffrey?
Well, it would be interesting to see. You know, they had seized the early momentum. They had a quick strike offense. Wiseman gave the ball to his running back, Raymer. Johnson with a big, huge play that last drive. We'll see what they counter with this time.
Tyler Bailey out wide to the left, out of the I formation. Wiseman wants to take it back out of the belly of his fullback and does. Gets across the 25-yard line and a short gain out to about the 29. We'll call it a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. Again, Wiseman's the guy that if you don't get him, if the linebacker happens to miss him, he is going to score. He is, with all this speed out here, probably the fastest guy in the class and the fastest guy on the field tonight. And that's saying something when you got Jordan Slough out there. either one of them you would take. Again, Sutton has eight men in the huddle. The other three are up over the ball, including the center, Garrett Clark. Now Wiseman sets him down to the tight eye with Twins to the left side. And again, Wiseman keeps it, gets through that hole, gets across the 30 to the 35 to the 36, and he's going to be close to the first down marker at the 37. And you swear he only took two steps and went 8 yards, and it'll be enough for the first down.
Yeah, nice elusiveness there by Wiseman. Slipped by a couple guys, and like you said, big strides. Got the first down just enough, fell over, and first down for the Mustangs.
8:15 to go. First quarter, Sutton 8, Donovan Trumbull 6. As the Mustangs come over that I formation again, and Wiseman again going to keep it himself, and this time the entire line drives him back. It wouldn't have mattered if Johnson took it or if Wiseman kept it. Everybody's in there. And if you're on the defensive line, you were in on the tackle. I could read you four or five numbers, including Eric Tobin and Grady Cook. So it'll be a gain of one, and that was a gracious one-yard spot. Second down and 9. Ball at the 37-yard line.
Nice job by the Donovan defensive line, just pushing the Sutton and offensive line back, not giving him anything.
And Wiseman, a little trouble here with the snap, and they just kind of fall forward for another yard. Cole made sure to hold out of the ball, secure it, because the fullback was being tackled even before they could get the ball and the snap going. So no gain. It'll be third down and 9. And the ball is at the 33 and a half yard line. And again, this is a football team that does not throw the ball, Jeff.
I was just going to say that Wiseman, he can throw, but the bread and butter right now is on the ground. Third down and 8. We'll see what they do here.
Double tight. One man split out wide to the right. Wiseman will throw. His man gets behind everybody. Now Cole decides to tuck it up. Wants to run. Hit as he throws. Throws it underneath. Complete at the 48-yard line. Right at the first down marker to John Bitterman. And it all depends on the spot where the ball is on the sideline is going to be very, very close. Great job by Wiseman to slip and slide and avoid the pressure. Right away, the fly pattern with Tyler Bailey. He could have taken a three-step drop and chucked it as far as he wanted because Bailey just ran right by the double team that Donovan Trumbull had put out there, and they're going to bring the chains across to see if it's a first down.
Nice job by Mazur coming back to the ball and making sure that Wiseman had somebody to throw to. Excellent route running there. When the play broke down, he got close to the first down, and here comes the official measurement right now.
Wiseman 7 of 21 coming into the game through 5 games, and it's a first down as they put the chains down. And a nice little 8-yard pass there, hauled in by John Bitterman, who came back to the ball, and it's first down and 10 for Sutton. So the pace and the energy, well, the energy was here. The pace keeps the energy in the stadium, and Wiseman comes over from his sideline talking with Coach Raymer, and they're ready to go. We'll split out wide to the left will be Tyler Bailey. 8-6 Sutton, 6:53 to go here in the first quarter of play. Each team has scored on their only possessions. Wiseman sets him down, a three-man defensive front, and an option play. Wiseman trying to follow Raymer, who was lined up at the fullback, and there was nobody there, and coming through to drop him down is going to be Creighton Burr, one of the leading tacklers on this Donovan Trumbull ball club. No gain, second and 10.
You know, we talked about the young offensive line, and it's something we don't want to continue to harp on, but they're just getting no absolute surge right now. There's absolutely no pushback from Sutton, and Donovan's just not giving Wiseman any room to run.
Well, Sutton is not going to give that up, because if Donovan gets too aggressive, he'll slide right by him. Ooh, they hit Wiseman hard, but he handed it off to his fullback, Johnson, who's into the secondary. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Sutton. And we just said it, Jeff. They come through so hard that you don't wait for the guy to get the ball. You're already at him. He's by you. And that's a 52-yard touchdown run for Noah Johnson.
Yeah, that's the second time Noah has just burned the Donovan Trumbull secondary. Wiseman took a nice hit there, but it doesn't matter. When the ball's out, you got to start getting the hat on the ball. And then Johnson scampered up the right sideline, the same run we saw him when he went for 34 the first time. Nice. He broke it for a touchdown this time.
Unbelievable. 14 points the whole game last week, and they've got two touchdowns on two possessions. As they line up for two, they put it on the left hash. Wiseman wants to throw into the end zone, and it is underthrown, incomplete. So the two-point conversion is no good, as the ball was intended for Cole Shelkoff. And with 6:11 to go in the first quarter, it's Sutton 14, Donovan Trumbull 6 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, there's been some debate about moving the teams off the grass and just putting them over here on the track that surrounds the football field, because that's what we've had so far, a track meet. Three possessions, three big plays, three touchdowns as Wiseman kicks it away for Sutton. And a squib kick again, bounces at the 25, and this time it's going to go out of bounds. And what will Sutton have to do? What will Donovan Trumbull elect to do? It looks like they'll just go ahead and take the ball out here and not mess around. They're not scared of anything. Their offense is so potent, they don't care if they start at their 10 or at midfield. And your score is 14-6 Sutton with 6:11 to go here in the first quarter of play. So the ball will be placed at the 35-yard line, and that's where Donovan Trumbull will send them out there as they check with the placards on the sideline here. Riley Wiltfong, Jordan Slough behind him. Look at this. Looks like they're going to go trips out to the left side here. Of course, just three running plays got him in from 65 yards on the opening possession. Wiltfong checks to the left. He's going to throw it. Quick little slant pass underneath. It's caught, and a very short gain for Zach McNally as he is stuck immediately out here on the flat by Bailey. It's going to be a gain of maybe a yard and a half. We'll call it second and a generous eight here at their 37-yard line.
Yeah, run the wide receiver screen to the left side. It looked like it was going to be open there for a second, but the Sutton defender closed it quickly and didn't let him get any more than two.
So hard for the high schoolers to defend that, and now Wiltfong wants to keep it, decides to throw it, and it is going to be deflected and into the secondary where it is dangerously close to some Sutton white jerseys, but it bounced off the intended receiver, Creighton Burr. Wiltfong faked the handoff as he rolled out. He was all by himself, and here came some pressure, so he decided to pull up and just rocket it about 5 yards, and Burr would have had to make a whale of a catch. So now it's third down and eight for Donovan Trumbull. They'll go trips to the right side, which is the wide side. Wiltfong out of the shotgun, rolls to his right, has protection, steps, fires underneath, and that is going to hit the ground at the 47-yard line of Sutton, incomplete. And so a three and out here, and we'll have our first punt of the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. And you can see there that they gave him a cushion. If the ball would have been thrown a little bit better by Riley Wiltfong, his man was open because Sutton knows how fast this Donovan Trumbull team is, and they're giving him that cushion.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised to see Donovan throw the ball three times that drive. I would just think the running game so far has been great with Slough and Wiltfong, but three straight passes, only completed one for 2 yards, so it's going to be a three and out here, Doug.
Donovan Trumbull now ready to boot the ball away, and they're going in to the wind, which has, look at that, died since kickoff. Waiting, and then boots the football away. It's a low line driver, and it'll be downed here at the 33-yard line. So not a big-time punt, only 30 yards. But interesting how they did that on their Donovan Trumbull punt there, and you've seen Donovan Trumbull earlier this year. It wasn't a rugby kick, but he waited for his blockers to get down there so that they wouldn't cover the kick, because they know it was going to be a short kick. Never seen anything quite like that. You can risk getting sacked or getting blocked. But it worked well.
Sutton here with their, they're going to try and go up a couple scores here.
Up 14-6, option play. Wiseman tried to make him commit, pitches it late. Johnson going to be drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. The tackle made by Zach McNally back at the 31-yard line. Going to lose a couple on the play. And a great job there by the defensive end as Wiseman faked the pitch, and he didn't bite. And then Wiseman just kind of froze because he didn't know quite what to do, and then he double-clutched and pitched it.
You know, they had been keying on Wiseman earlier, and Johnson had burned him twice. This time they knew it was going to go to Johnson. Johnson had nowhere to go, got run down in the backfield, loss of a yard there.
4:45 to go, first quarter. Sutton 14, Donovan Trumbull 6 in this C2 top 10 matchup. Twins to the left as Wiseman takes the snap. He wants to keep it himself, finds a little bit of a crease off the left side, gets the yardage back that they lost, and lunges to the 35-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3 and bring up 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, it wasn't much there at all. And the very small seam that he had, he found it quickly and got 3 yards. He faked the handoff. I thought he was going to be hitting the backfield again. And nice job by Wiseman falling forward and getting a few yards back there.
Very rarely is one man going to be able to bring Cole Wiseman down. They're a little late getting the play in here. The last time they had 3rd and long, they scrambled Wiseman around, and he eventually found his tight end in John Bitterman as they come up over the ball in the I formation. And it looks like they're going to call a timeout. As they looked in the backfield and saw that the 5-second count was going on, head football coach Steve Raymer said, let's call a timeout. So with 3:53 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Sutton 14 and Donovan Trumbull 6. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Coach Breckner is also the athletic director here at Donovan Trumbull, so a big thank you to him as well. We will be updating you on some football scores here momentarily. It's 14-6 Sutton in the lead at Donovan Trumbull. 4-1 Sutton, the defending state finalist against the team they beat in the semifinals. Undefeated top-ranked Donovan Trumbull, 3rd and 8 for Sutton. Wiseman straight back to pass, has pressure, throws over the middle, and it's a one-handed interception by Riley Wiltfong, and he's got room to return it. 45-40, right sideline 30, and he's going to run out of bounds at the 25-yard line. The pass was intended for Trey Raymer, overthrew him, and if you saw Kenny Bell make the one-handed touchdown catch last week against Illinois, it was almost identical what Wiltfong did on the interception right there. First turnover of the game. And Donovan Trumbull is near the red zone.
Holy smokes, what a play there by Wiltfong. That's his 5th interception so far this year. Just went up there one-handed, grabbed it, just stuck to the glove. And then what's so impressive, he made a nice return out of that. Got Donovan Trumbull near the Case IH red zone.
So 1st down and 10, they'll mark it at the 24-yard line. Down 14-6, but the crowd back into it here for the Cardinals. Wiltfong sets him down, raises that leg, moves his man in motion from right to left, and all kinds of penalty flags come out. And we're going to have our first penalty of the football game that didn't result in that kickoff, and it's going to be a legal procedure on the Cardinals. It'll bring up 1st down and 15. Some early scores for you here, brought to you by the Valentino's Hotline. It is Holdridge leading Lexington 7-3. Also, Adams Central up 14-0 in the first quarter over Minden. Cozad and Kearney Catholic are scoreless. Sutton, as we told you, leading Donovan Trumbull 14-6. St. Cecilia has scored 6-0 over Southern Valley second quarter. High snap, Wiltfong fakes the handoff. He keeps it himself on the right side. Has a hole, 25, down to the 20-yard line. So he gets all of the penalty yardage back and then some. That's going to be a gain of about 9. It'll be 2nd down, and we'll call it 6 yards to go. And that does put Donovan Trumbull in the Case IH red zone. When you need yards, when you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings, your Case IH dealer. On 2nd down, they'll hand it off over the left side, inside the 15, down to the 10, and inside the 5. It'll be 1st down and goal. There he goes again.
Yeah, beautiful read there by Wiltfong, the quarterback. Saw that the running back Slough would have had a better job running the ball, gave it to him, and a perfect job running, gets the 1st down and goal here.
1st and goal, they'll mark it at the 4. Quick snap, the ball is fumbled in the backfield, and covering it is Donovan Trumbull at the 4-yard line. That was almost a disaster as it slid through the hands of Riley Wiltfong.
Yeah, dangerous. You had a very nice, impressive interception. A nice drive going here. A turnover there would have been a backbreaker for sure.
So it'll be second down and goal. Looks like they'll spot the ball at the four, so no loss on the play. Second and goal at the four. Out here on the left wing is Johnny Gomez. In the slot left is Creighton Burr. And nothing special here. It's a quarterback keeper for Riley Wilfong, trying to do it all by himself of the right side. He's hit. He's tripped. He lunges forward, and he's going to be close to the two. Let's see how close they get him to the goal line here. Looks like he will be at the two-yard line. Third down and goal at the two for Donovan Trumbull. Trying to get a touchdown on a two-point conversion that would tie this football game.
Had some space on the right side. The Sutton defender, though, closed it pretty quickly.
Slough off the right side here of Wiltfong on third and goal at the two. Wiltfong takes the ball on the snap. He will turn and hand it off to Slough. Tries the right side and gets into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. Jordan Slough cuts it to 14-12. And he goes in both times standing up. So he is keeping his head low and running through that hole. Now a two-point conversion coming up. So the interception, they fight off the five-yard penalty. Two nice runs, and Slough's got him down there in business again. They'll line up here for the old swinging gate. As it's the center, Wiltfong and Slough and everybody else off to the left side, and I think they're going to snap it out of this position. They'll send a man in motion from right to left. He is your wide receiver. Nobody moves. It's a high snap. Wiltfong grabs it one-handed. He's just going to have to throw it into the end zone and coming back to make the catch for the two-point conversion.
Wow. Something out of nothing there. It looked like there was going to be a for sure fumble on the snap. Wiltfong threw across his body and found his receiver there right on the goal line. Two-point conversion, good.
And hauling it in is Gomez. Again, I apologize when they're on the far side of the field. Those black uniforms with the red letters and red numbers are a tad bit tough to see, but it is Johnny Gomez that hauls it in. And with 1:46 to go in the first quarter, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton are tied at 14. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, this is even more than I thought we would see tonight. It is 14-14, and we're in the first quarter. And a pooch kick here. Sutton. Oh, we've got penalty flags. Sutton quit going after it, and Donovan Trumbull was trying to bear down on a pooch onside kick.
Yeah. Looked like the Donovan cover team just beat the kicker to the ball and was a little offsides there.
So they'll back him up 5 yards. Our official Jeff Schwartz, one of the crew here tonight, will go mark that ball. Now there's a discussion here. The officials are going to meet, and they're going to say that Sutton moved. Don't see that very often. The offsides on the receiving team, as they could anticipate what was going on. So now, Donovan Trumbull moves it up to the 45. And Sutton has to be a little careful about what they do to return it. 5 men up front, then they stack 2-2-2. Trey Raymer is probably going to be the guy in the area that's going to have to cover this football if they kick it to the near sideline again. But Gomez ready to boot that ball away. And here we go. This time, he kicks it off the side of his foot to the right side, and that about hit Bobby Mills over there standing on the Sutton sideline. That was not what he wanted to do. So, Jeff, we saw it last year, and again, for teams that are playing 11-man football and hope to contend for state championships, you've got to have every piece, and they don't have kickers. And we noticed that last year, and the coaches know it, even though, as Coach Raymer said, we're 52% on two-point conversions. They still don't have guys that can put that ball in the end zone, and what a valuable weapon that is when you know you can kick it off into the end zone every single time.
Yeah, both teams have kicked at least have kicked one out of bounds, Doug, and coming down in a state final, a team like David City Aquinas, they could probably hold their on a two-point conversion. A point after might be huge here if both teams can try and develop here later on.
So Sutton on first down, hands it to Trey Raymer. He goes out the left side for a minimal gain, maybe a half yard. Second down and 9.
Yeah, nothing doing there for Raymer. Sutton, the big Donovan Trumbull, the big defensive line, closed that hole quickly. Raymer just ran into the big old brick wall. Gain of 1 on the play officially, maybe 2 here.
Minute 20 to go in the first quarter of play on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Sutton of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, 14-14. Second down, we'll call it 9. Out of the I formation, Wiseman on the option. Late pitch to Raymer, gets to the corner on the left side, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds right into the first down marker. Looks like he will be just short at the 44-yard line, and that'll bring up third down and 1, a nice 8-yard gain for Raymer.
Yeah, and a nice job so far. The pitch play seems to be the play that is working for Sutton right now.
And they're going to come up quickly, a no huddle. Wiseman, hard count, didn't get anybody to move. Now stands up, talks to his line, sets him down again. Still a quarterback sneak right up the middle, and that's enough for a first down and a whole lot more. From the 44 all the way up to the 48, give credit to the center there, Garrett Clark, for moving the line and moving the chains.
Yeah, and Wiseman, a big athletic guy. We heard today receiving some looks from Nebraska, so Wiseman, not surprising that he was able to get more than just the 1 yard there needed for Sutton.
Yeah, Nate Klass of Husker Online was with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I asked him who are some of the smaller school kids that might be getting looks, if not from Nebraska, other D1 programs, and they said Wiseman. That was what the first name he said. First down and 10 at their own 49-yard line, tied at 14. Could be the final play of the quarter. Another quarterback sneak. This time, Donovan Trumbull is up to the task. It's just going to be a 2-yard gain. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. All we thought and more. Big plays on offense. And at the end of one, it is Donovan Trumbull 14 and Sutton 14. Back with the second quarter after this on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Donovan. 14-14, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton as we start the second quarter. Some impressive numbers out there, Jeff.
Yeah, so far Sutton, Johnson, the big guy right there, he had 4 carries for 86 yards. The two big ones, the 52-yarder for the score and the 34-yarder that set up the kind of the momentum right off the onside kick, and kind of got the ball rolling for Sutton.
On second down, Wiseman hands it to Johnson right up the middle of the football field. He gets a yard and a half to the Sutton, to the Donovan Trumbull 46-yard line. It'll bring up third down, and that's going to be all of 6 yards, 6.5 we'll say here. And Sutton has converted a couple of times here on third down. 14-14, again, the game started. Sutton, onside kick. They covered it with Tyler Bailey. A big run by Johnson. Set up the 3-yard run for Cole Wiseman. Noah Johnson has a 52-yard touchdown run. Jordan Slough, 2 touchdown runs for Donovan Trumbull of 5 and 2 yards, but he had a 60-yarder to set up the first one. Third and long, pitch play, Trey Raymer, halfback pass. He's throwing it up here to Bailey, and he threw it 10 yards over his head. Wilt Fong on the coverage. Bailey was open quickly, too, and Trey Raymer saw it and chucked it a little too far that time, Jeff, and that brings up fourth down, and we've only seen a couple of punts.
Yeah, I was anticipating a pass there, and then once they pitched it, you could kind of feel the way that the running back was going. It was going to be a halfback pass. Questionable call there. You would have liked to see Wiseman maybe throw that or try and get a pitch going. We've seen that pitch play work for him so far, but incomplete there. It's going to bring up fourth down.
And Cole Wiseman is your punter on fourth and 6 from the 47 of Donovan Trumbull, low snap, rugby style. Uh-oh, he's in a little trouble. Now gets a great punt away. They're going to let it bounce at the 10, and it's going to roll to about the 11-yard line. Then there's a little bit of contact down there. Beanbag comes out. Sutton touched it, but it didn't die, so Donovan Trumbull Slough tried to sneak in there and pick it up. They're going to mark the ball at the 11, so a 36-yard punt, Jeff, and no return. First down and 10 for Donovan Trumbull, and for the first time, they have the ball not trailing. It is tied 14-14.
Yeah, on the rugby-style punt, kind of ran up to the line and got a beautiful high-skying punt there as well. Going to pin Donovan Trumbull deep into their own territory to start this drive.
So Wilt Fong with Slough. Going to run a little option. Keeps it himself. Big hole over the right side. 10, 20, 25. Sideline tightrope, but he's going to step out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Big play after big play. And get him out of the shadow of their own end zone. It'll be first down and 10.
Wilt Fong, nice run there. Coming up a little limp, though. He'll probably just shake that baby off and run another one here.
20 yards on the gain. Moves it from the 11 out to the 31. It'll be first down and 10. For Donovan Trumbull, 14-14 early second quarter. Out of the shotgun, low snap. Wilt Fong picks it up. Going to run option, fakes the pitch, keeps it himself. Got the man to commit, turns the corner. 35 out to the 38, the 39-yard line. But there is a penalty flag on the field. And the penalty flag is the one you just hate to see. It's away from the play. It's on the back side of this run. They went to the left. The flag is on the right side. We've only had one penalty, and this is number two, a hold on Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, we had the slow developing option to the left side, and the Donovan Trumbull offensive line wasn't able to, you know, hold their blocks as long as they would have liked. Probably going to be a hold here, going to bring them back.
And Johnny Gomez, a little shaken up on the play. He is going to come off the field and back the – oh, the play. Oh, they had two penalties. One hold declined, the other is taken. The ball will be moved back to the 23-yard line. So it'll be first down and 18 to go here as they gave him credit for just a little bit of room, running room up the field. First and 18 for Donovan Trumbull at their own 23-yard line. They'll spread three men out wide to the right. Now they're going to change that and have Zach McNally check the play. So you've got Burr and Keller and McNally, 4-5-6. They're all over here on the right side. And it looks like they're going to put Slough out wide to the left. On first and long, Wilt Fong going to stand there, slant pattern, and it is intercepted. Sutton picks it off on the overthrown pass, hauling it in, Nick Hennessy. So each team has turned it over in the other team's territory, and going into the minor win that we have, Sutton will take it over at the Donovan Trumbull 41.
Yeah, when you saw Slough run up in the left side, you kind of knew it was going to be a pass. And on here, the right side, beautiful job reading the ball by the Sutton defender, picking the ball off, diving for it, and going to be a huge turn of field position and momentum here for Sutton.
Sutton will take over first and 10 at the Cardinal 41 on the option. Wiseman, late pitch, gets it back there to Johnson, looks for running room, turns the corner inside the 40, gets to about the 38-yard line, and you can tell anytime they get a run, there's a penalty flag. Anytime you get a run outside, when they get tackled, they're getting an extra 2-3 yards or tackled forward, or they're bouncing off that first guy. We've got a chop block called on Sutton, and that is a major penalty. It will move the ball all the way back into Mustang territory. It'll be first and about 25, depending on where they walk it off from the flag. The official's going to spot it at the 45-yard line, so they need to get to about the 32. First and 23 for Sutton. And that's the one thing a running team doesn't want is long yardage situations.
Yeah, and at this point, you're going to just try and get three plays. You're going to try and get about a third of it every time here. Don't try to go for the first down here.
So Wiseman to the backfield. He's got Cole Shelkoff there next to him. Takes the snap, back to pass, three-step drop, nowhere to go. Now scrambles to his right, looking for running room, breaks one tackle, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and is able to pick up some positive yards, about four up to the 49-yard line. Good coverage that time. Creighton Burr was in there on the tackle, among others.
Yeah, great coverage there by Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman had no one to throw to, so he kind of danced a little bit in the backfield. Made a couple guys miss and made a nice athletic play going up the middle and getting four of the yards back. Not quite enough of the penalty yards, so it's going to be second down and quite a few here.
So they pick up four. We'll call it second at about 19, needing to get to the 32-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. 14-14 here in the second quarter. Four wide outs for Cole Wiseman. Three-step drop, looks left, now right, has time, goes deep over the middle and throws it behind Trey Raymer, who was open. We've talked so many times with Bob Jensen, it's hard to cover a good throwing quarterback in the state of Nebraska, no matter what the class is. But the quarterbacks have been off the mark tonight so far, Jeff. Both interceptions were on overthrown footballs, and that one was behind Raymer.
Yeah, and Raymer was wide open right down the seam. It looked like he maybe should have thrown it a little bit sooner. Throws behind him right now. Wiseman is 1 for 3 with that pick. Only got 8 yards. Wilt Fong 1 for 4 for 2 yards, Doug, and an interception as well.
Tyler Bailey out wide to the left. Wide to the right side is John Bitterman. And Wiseman stands in the pocket, rolls right. Here's a hold in the backfield. It doesn't matter what happens here. The pass is thrown and caught for about 14 yards.
I think they're saying it's incomplete there. Hit the ground.
Trey Raymer trying to scoop it up. I guess you're right, Jeff. They are going to wave it off, and that means they'll probably decline the penalty as well. Although the hold was behind the line of scrimmage, they could make it third and about 30. But instead, they're going to take 4th and 19.
Yeah, very smart. Get the ball back into your playmaker's hands. Don't let Sutton have a chance at a miracle. Get the ball back to Wilfong. Get the ball back to Slough. Let them do their magic.
14-14, 9:29 to go here in the first half of play. Doug Duda, along with Jeff Babel, here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. One of the top games, not only in the area, but the state tonight. Cole Wiseman now to pump the football away. And we are going to get a timeout. Donovan Trumbull apparently didn't like what they saw on a punt receive. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, they might have had 12 men on the field. I think they might have had 12 men on the field, so that's why we had a timeout. So timeout on the field with 9:29 to go here in the first half of play. It's 14-14. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Checking some other scores from around the area. It is Wood River on top of Ravenna, 7-0. St. Cecilia leads Southern Valley 14-0. North Platte St. Pat's over Cambridge by a score of 7-6. It is Kearney Catholic and Cozad 7-7 second quarter. Here it's 14 all, ready to punt it away. Cole Wiseman on 4th and 19, a little rugby to the right. Line drive kick, not much on that one, and it bounces out of bounds about the 26-yard line, and then there's extracurricular activity after the play is dead, and somebody's going to get dinged 15, and by the reaction of the Donovan Trumbull fans, they're not going to like this because that punt traveled all of about 20 yards.
21.
But instead of getting the ball at the 30, they may be all the way back at their 15-yard line on this unsportsmanlike conduct.
Donovan Trumbull crowd's not liking it because it seemed like the Donovan, the guy that maybe initiated the unsportsmanlike, was just trying to make a football play, and it was just a more physical play and knocked down the player. It just was a little bit after the whistle, and that was enough to warrant the flag on this time.
So back him up, and we'll get after it again here. But again, not much phases this football team.
So far, four penalties for 48 yards for Donovan Trumbull, something they probably want to clean up here as they go forward in this first half.
Some great football games out there. Looking for an update on Elm Creek Overton. We'll give you that in just a moment. First down and 10 out of the shotgun at their own 15. Wilt Fong going to turn, fake the handoff, keep it himself in a lot of room over the left side. 20, 25, 30, 35, and he's pulled down at the 38-yard line. Wilt Fong's ball fake. Everybody's on Jordan Slough, and 23 yards later, it's a first down.
Yeah, beautiful fake there to Slough. Everybody bit on the fake and went for Slough. Wilt Fong just scampered up the left sideline. Huge gain of about 23 yards for Donovan and a first down for the Cardinals.
So a lot of scoring in the first quarter. Nobody's moved the pylons here in the second quarter. 14 all, but seems like we've been playing a long time. Still 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14 all on first and 10. Option to the right side. Again, the quarterback, Wilt Fong, keeps it. Has room. 50, 45, 40. There's only one man out there. He takes Slough every time. They've got no one on the quarterback, Wilt Fong, and Sutton's going to need to make some defensive changes here, Jeff. That's two huge plays from their own 15 all the way to the Sutton 40 in two plays.
Yeah, and it was a simple. There was one man out there, and it was either take the quarterback or the pitchman. They took the pitchman, and Wilt Fong made him pay. Big gain there.
Trey Raymer making the call there. This time they hand it off to Slough, and he busts over the right side, 35-30. Another first down to the 28-yard line. So that time, Raymer had to make sure that the ball was going to be handed off, and he slowed him up but couldn't quite make the tackle. Donovan Trumbull trying to march the field here, 85 yards, and take the lead. Out of the shotgun again, Gomez to the right. They'll hand it to Slough, and he just tries to go over the center, and that's kind of a setup play there. He never had much momentum behind him, and he's going to pick up just a yard. It'll be second down and 9. That's going to kill their per play average, probably from 20 yards down to 19 and a half yards per snap.
Well, something I've been noticing, a little bit of chippiness going on between the offensive and defensive linemen, between Sutton and Donovan Trumbull. See if that festers here in the second half. First half.
Second and 9 at the 27. Wilt Fong tries to throw it. The ball tipped behind Creighton Burr. Trey Raymer on the other side. Defensively, he'd been playing at the left end. He was on the right side that time and tipped it, and all of a sudden it's third and 9.
Yeah, I had a man there. Just a great defensive play there by Raymer. Going to bring up third down and long. If they would have been caught, they'd have been third and manageable here. 1 for 5 right now is what Wilt Fong is, with 2 yards total passing with that one interception.
And, of course, two down territory, so you don't have to get it all here. They'll go 4 wide, twins right, twins left. Wilt Fong wants to see the play again. They may have to burn a timeout. As the count is on, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there's the timeout. Donovan Trumbull had some confusion there. Then it seemed like they were ready to go, and instead of just snapping the ball, they took their time, and they'll have one timeout left. But want to make sure they get it right. It is third down and 9. Donovan Trumbull, they're at the Sutton 28-yard line with 7:55 to go in the first half. 14-14 this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews, Shelter Insurance Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Mr. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer, for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
9 out of the timeout, option play, short side. Slough makes a man miss, makes another man miss, 25-20. What a great job by Jordan Slough, and he is close to the first down, should have it at the 17-yard line. We'll wait for the referee to give us the official sign here, but Slough on a well-covered option pitch on the short side of the field, and they're going to bring the chains across, but I'm pretty sure that Donovan Trumbull has picked it up. If not, it'll be fourth and inches. And your score, 14-14.
Slough with his 7th carry for 95 yards. His quarterback, 7 carries as well, 84 yards. So the per play average is getting up there, slow starting early, but combined right now, nearing 200 yards on the ground for Donovan Trumbull.
And it is a first down as they put the chains down. First down and 10 at the 17-yard line.
They're going to be in the KSIH red zone with that run. That's going to bring the Cardinals in there for the second time tonight.
So trying to take their first lead of the night will be the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. All of a sudden, there's a lot of confusion on the sideline. Wilt Fong a little perturbed that he's not getting the play calls quick enough. And on first down, he's going to hand it to Slough. Skips out of one tackle, gets to the 15, leaps forward to the 14. It'll be a gain of 3, second down, and 7 yards to go.
Yeah, another read option there, and decided to give it to Slough. The running back got 3 yards. Probably could have kept it, maybe got a little bit more, but nice job there by Sutton, not giving Slough much room to run.
On second down, Wilt Fung again to Slough. Read option, same play, left side, and gets a couple more. Works his way to about the 12-yard line. It'll be third down and 4. So they're being patient here, knowing that they've got 4 downs to get a first and goal situation. And Slough's been pretty good at breaking tackles. He's got both touchdown runs already for the Cardinals. Third down and 4. They'll officially call it the 11-yard line with 6:45 and counting here in the first half. 14-14, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, and Sutton. Wilfong. Option, left side, sees a hole, makes a man miss, gets inside the 10, gets close to the 8-yard line. All depends on where his knee's down at. We've already had to measure 3 or 4 times. This time, though, it is enough for the first down. A gain of 5, and it'll be first and goal here for Donovan Trumbull. Marked the ball at the 8-yard line. First and goal, maybe the 7. Out of that shotgun, Wilt Fung again, hands it Slough, hole over the right side. He's hit as he gets inside the 5, down to about the 3, maybe even give him the 2. But again, Jeff, there's a huge hole. Linebacker Raymer had to stick him hard.
Yeah, and Donovan Trumbull, their big offensive line, they're just getting these huge holes for Wilt Fung and Slough, and Slough taking advantage of it, getting about 5 on the play there.
Second and goal just inside the 2 for Donovan Trumbull, looking for their first lead. Wilt Fung, high snap, and here come penalty flags out of the backfield. And let's see where this one's on. This most likely is going to be motion on the offense. We'll see what the white hat tells us. It's illegal procedure on Donovan Trumbull. So that'll back him up, make it second down and goal. And they'll spot the ball at the 7-yard line. Second down and goal. 14-14. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you all the first half stats, scores from around the area, and more. And Wilt Fung on second and goal, option to the left side. He's hitting the backfield, spins out of that, cuts back against the grain, gets inside the 5, trying to stretch for the pylon, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. He was hit hard by Garrett Clark at about the 3, and then as he lunged forward, he stretched the ball across the white line for a 7-yard touchdown run.
Something out of nothing there. Option to the left side, slow developing option, made a fake pitch. Cut the ball inside, cut the ball outside, and reached and scored it for the 6 points. Donovan takes their first lead of the game.
And again, they set it out of the swinging gate here for the two-point conversion. Gomez out wide to the right. Then you've got just the center, Wilt Fung, and Slough, all the linemen off to the left side. And they snapped it all the way out to the back behind the swinging gate. But the official threw a penalty flag and said they had illegal procedure. That's a tough one there, where the illegal procedure was. That's the old center, doesn't snap it between his legs. He shovels it off to the left there, and they just try to run him in behind the line. But it did not work, and now they'll run in another play here, make it a little tougher to get the two-point conversion out at the 7-yard line. They will not go swinging gate this time. Last time they did it and got a touchdown, a conversion pass.
Seems to be a lot of confusion with the play call, Doug.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull this deep into the season has had some problems here. Trips to the right side now. Wilt Fung looks that way, fires, ball off the shoulder pads of the intended receiver, Zach McNally, and the two-point conversion is no good. 5:34 to go in the first half of play. Donovan Trumbull has their first lead, 20-14 over Sutton, and we'll be back with more high school football right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraskaland National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits. We're ready to kick it off again. Donovan Trumbull has scored the last two touchdowns, and there's the pooch kick that'll be taken at the 30-yard line by the up man, Bailey, to the 35, finds a seam, 40, 45, and then he'll be picked up off the ground and dropped at the 46-yard line. Tyler Bailey picking up the short kick, and again, I know both these offenses can move it, and we'll kind of quit harping on it after this, but the 46-yard line, you just well kick it out of bounds.
Right.
If you're going to pooch it to the 30, that's not doing you any good. And we've seen both teams try that. Again, they just don't have kickers.
No, and kicking in a non-conference situation when you're playing a lesser opponent, it doesn't seem like much. But in a game like this where you don't have that kicker, it's almost a game of conversions right now. And if Sutton goes down and scores and converts, they'll be the winner because they just had a better conversion because both teams lacked a kicker.
Yeah, two-point conversions and short fields as Wiseman hustles him up to the line, now discusses with his backs what the play is going to be. He's got twins to the right side here on first and 10 at his own 46-yard line. Wiseman wants to keep it himself. Late pitch on the option to Raymer. Turns the corner into Donovan Trumbull territory, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the Cardinal 42-yard line. That's another first down. There have been very few plays that have gone to the outside that have not got first downs. Once in a while, they'll try and run it between the tackles, but there sure haven't been many big plays between the tackles tonight.
No, Raymer, seventh carry for 36 yards, got a nice carry on the right side. And Johnson, he's been the guy on the pitch so far. He's got five carries for 87 yards. We'll see what they go here.
First down and 10 at the 42 of the Cardinal. Sutton trailing for the first time tonight, 20-14, and somebody moved. That'll be procedure on Sutton. All the Donovan Trumbull guys came up and started pointing. So move it back to the 47-yard line. You're listening to high school football here from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford and Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, first and 15 for Sutton at the 47-yard line of the Cardinals. They'll hand it to the fullback, Johnson. Johnson moves the pile just a couple of yards from the 44-yard line. And trying to help him up there is his center, Garrett Clark. It'll be second down and 12 after a three-yard gain. Plenty of time here for Sutton. They've got 5 minutes. They've got two timeouts. And the way they score is usually on a big play. They haven't had to grind out a lot of series this year, Jeff.
No, and so far today they had the a nice 52-yard run by Johnson. They had the 34-yard run earlier that set up the 3-yard touchdown run. So like you said, the big play might be how Sutton scores it.
Bailey to the left. Wiseman, quarterback keeper, trying to get to the outside. Turns the corner, but he's not going to get much. Gets to about the 40-yard line. The Donovan Trumbull fans wanted a hold. It was close, but the referee was right there. There was no flag on the play. It's going to be a gain of about 5, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 7. Ball spotted right on the 40-yard line here of Donovan Trumbull. Hennessy runs in the play here for Sutton. He had the interception earlier in the football game. Each team one turnover. Wilt Fong had the pick for Donovan Trumbull. So you got Hennessy split out wide to the right. Slot left will be Shelkoff. And out of that I formation on 3rd and 7 and movement. Shelkoff came out of his stance, and that'll back him up 5 yards, so it'll be 3rd down and 12. This has been a very clean game in the first quarter, and I think maybe, Jeff, that's because they were scoring on 3, 4, and 5 play drives. They were so quick, nobody had time to make a mistake. Nobody had time to jump. They were going on first count.
I was just going to say that seemed to be a huge illegal procedure before, let alone the second one, so now that's going to bring them back the 10 yards. That'd be 3rd and about 2 here instead of about 3rd and 12. So you would think 4 down territory, they're in Donovan Trumbull defense. But right now, yeah, Doug, there's a grand total of 10 penalties, 5 on each team. Sloppy play.
Tyler Blake, Bailey out wide to the right. Wiseman drops back to the pass. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Fires. It's picked off. He threw it into traffic at the 30. 35. Down the left sideline. 40. Breaking a tackle. 45. Trying to reverse the field. Out to the 48-yard line. And Donovan Trumbull has the pick. And getting the interception for the Cardinals. Again, I'm trying to read the numbers. They're so bunched up on their jerseys here. And I think it was Williams, Lorenzo Williams, getting the INT. So the second interception, you can see why they don't throw it a whole lot. Both teams have put up some interceptions here.
Nice job, though, by Wiseman, stepping out of the pocket. Just a great athletic play by Lorenzo Williams with a big interception.
Trips to the right side, and Donovan Trumbull. Quarterback draw out of that shotgun. Wilt Fong lowers his shoulder, gets into Sutton territory at the 46-yard line. Five on the opening play of this series. And now Donovan Trumbull all of a sudden in a game that Sutton had the momentum for a quarter and a half. If Donovan Trumbull punches this in, they'll go up two scores into the locker room and really have control of this football game. Second down and five at the Sutton 46-yard line. Again, trips to the right side. Wilt Fong out of that shotgun, hands it to Lorenzo Williams, starts left, cuts right, ankle tackle holding on. He lunges forward for two to the 43. It'll be third down and about 2.5 yards to go. Williams couldn't go anywhere. They wrapped him around the ankle. And now Williams getting up saying, what's going on down there? And getting up a little gimpy here for Sutton is Jared Lemkow. He's trying to gut it out, but boy, he can hardly put any pressure on that leg, that ankle. So he got rolled up there in the pile, and I don't know if the Sutton coaches can see that. Of course, up here in the box, they can see it. Third down and two, Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 44-yard line. Leading it 20-14, Wilt Fong going to turn, hand it to his man Slough, who has just run over in the backfield. Four, five white jerseys leading the way for Sutton is Garrett Clark. And that's going to force Donovan Trumbull to punt the ball. Wow. That's what, the second negative play of the whole night for Donovan Trumbull?
I believe it's the first, to be honest with you. I'm sure that Sutton, their young defensive line, just getting sick and tired of hearing it. You're seeing a little chippiness now. And nice job there, just getting a nice penetration and not letting Slough get any room to run there.
Tyler Bailey will go back, stand at about his 15-yard line to receive the punt. And now we've got the whistles blowing again, and we have got another timeout. Sutton, anticipating a possible fake there maybe, has decided to call the timeout. The ball is spotted at the Sutton 45. It is fourth down and four. Again, a pretty favorable spot there for Donovan Trumbull for as far back as they drove Slough. But they gave him the 45-yard line, a loss of two. Timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 1:38 to go here. It is 20-14. Donovan Trumbull has the lead before halftime. Let's take a break and see if we can give you some updated scores here. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Kearney and Fremont, 7-7 at the half. Kearney basically needs to win out to make the playoffs. In Class B, McCook leads Hastings 10-0 in the second quarter. Aurora 21-7 over Northwest in the second quarter. Holdridge leads Lexington 14-10 in the second quarter of play. And at half, Kearney Catholic and Cozad 7-7. Broken Bow leads Ord 21-0 at the half. Central Catholic 7-6 over Central City in the second quarter of play. Now they've went to halftime. All right, we're back here, 20-14. And Donovan Trumbull sets up another weird-looking play. The center's the only man on the line. Three right, three left, three to block. Will they run a fake? Sutton has to come up and kind of play it. And no, the boot is away. High short one. And trying to find it inside the five. And they'll die it right at the five-yard line. Beautiful punt. 40 yards and no return on the punt. Beautiful, beautiful job, Jeff.
Yeah, an interesting formation, spreading everybody out. Kind of got their cover team down there in a hurry. And high, beautiful punt. Sutton decided, let's just let this one bounce. Took a nice Donovan Trumbull roll. Going to be pinned inside the five-yard line. So Sutton, they've got 95 yards to go here, and they've got not much time to do it.
Slough, nice job there. And all Sutton wants to do is hang on to the football here. They have just one timeout at their own five. I mean, Wiseman can find a crease, but I wouldn't expect to see anything special here out of the I formation. Turn, hand it to Raymer off the left side. Oh, breaks a tackle. He's out to the 10. He's out to the 14-yard line. I'm going to tell you, he was one step away from making a huge play because Donovan Trumbull shoving everybody up there, trying to make the big play, jar it loose, maybe get the ball back. It's a gain of 9, second and 1 at the 14-yard line. Trey Raymer, good, strong running over the left side. Finally brought down there by Tanner Taylor, I believe that is, out here.
Yeah, and Raymer, he's such a great running back, great strength, great toughness. He's a hard-nosed back, and you could see it there making that 4-yard gain into a 9-yard gain.
Sutton in no hurry, though, and they're just going to go straight up the middle with a quarterback keeper, and Wiseman is going to find the 22-yard line, going to get about 8 on the quarterback sneak. Donovan Trumbull is perfectly fine with that. And for Donovan Trumbull, they just want to make the stop, get to halftime with the lead. Sutton does get the ball to start the second half. They kicked off an onside kick that they recovered to start the game, and they were on the board less than 2 minutes in. It's first down and 10, 40 seconds to go. Ball fumbled in the backfield, but Johnson fell on it. That would have been disaster. Johnson fell on that football. And Sutton doesn't have to snap it again as they have not blown the ball ready for play and we're down to 20 seconds to go. And if you're Coach Steve Raymer, he is sending in a play here. So it looks like they may take one crack. Clock down to 10 seconds to go. They'll have to hustle up over the ball. 5 seconds to go. Sets him down. Wiseman, just a pitch play to Johnson, trying to get him some yards around the right side, and does. 25, 30, 35, still on his feet. 40, 45, 50, and some cheap yards here before halftime. All the way to the 48-yard line. That's a 30-yard run, taking it to the 48-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. So when Jeff Babel reads the stats here at halftime, there's going to be some pretty big numbers up there. But all the offense, for the most part, all the scoring was in the first quarter. As we went up and down the football field, both teams scored on their opening two possessions. It settled down a little bit here in the second quarter. But we also had 3 turnovers here in the first half. And at halftime, your score, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, unbeaten, ranked number 1, leading last year's state finalist Sutton by a score of 20-14. Coming up, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats. We'll take a look at scores from around the area. We'll take a look at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament that begins Monday. We'll have Donovan Trumbull's game right here on Kearney, from Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits. So we'll talk all about that and a whole lot more after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back, everyone, to Donovan Trumbull Football Field in a game we've been anticipating since last year's state semifinal. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton, a week ago, they were ranked 1-2. Sutton got clipped on a fourth quarter touchdown by Hastings St. Cecilia. So St. Cecilia's 4-1 as well. And they won that 21-14. So Sutton fell to number 7 and number 10. And it depends where you look, where they are ranked. But they did slide a little bit. And Donovan Trumbull remains number 1 in the state. At the half, it is 20-14. Donovan Trumbull with the lead over Sutton. They have scored the last 2 touchdowns. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We've got other scores that we're going to take a look at here. Jeff Babel will give you a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. We'll talk about the conference volleyball tournament in a moment as well. But scores from last night, it was Grand Island downing Lincoln North Star and basically wrapping up the district title with a 34-14 victory. Elkhorn beat Mount Michael 48-7. Southern beat Tri-County 7-6. And Sutherland beat Stapleton McPherson County by a score of 44-20. In Class A tonight, games that have reached the half, Kearney and Fremont 7-7. Lincoln East leads Lincoln Southeast 14-3. And Lincoln High leads North Platte 17-7. In Class B at the half, it's McCook 17 and Hastings nothing. York leads Columbus 28-0. Crete leads Seward 16-7, and Waverly leads Nebraska City 21-0. Late second quarter, Aurora leads Grand Island Northwest 21-7. Holdridge leads Lexington 14-10, and Beatrice leading Norris 20-18. C1 action at the half, Grand Island Central Catholic just a one-point lead over Central City 7-6. Kearney Catholic and Cozad, a top five battle on ESPN 1460, tied at 7 at the half. Broken Bow leads Ord 21-0 at the half. Late second quarter, it is Gibbon 21, St. Paul nothing. O'Neill and Valentine are also scoreless. Adams Central leads Minden by a score of 28-0. In Class C2 at the half, St. Cecilia leading Southern Valley 14-0. Ravenna and Wood River are tied 14 apiece late in the second quarter. Thayer Central leads Superior 21-0. In North Platte, St. Pat's 14-6 over Cambridge. Earlier, Lutheran High Northeast beat Crofton in a top 10 battle 20-14. In D1 at the half, it's Twin Loop 25 and Loop City nothing. Alma 14, Arapahoe 8. Overton 20, Elm Creek 13, they are at the half. Number 1, Exeter Milligan all over. Number 6, Freeman 46-14, they are also at the half. Another big D1 battle in the second quarter. Heartland leads McCool Junction 22-8. And Howells Dodge leading West Point Guardian Angels at the half by a score of 12-0. Earlier today, Palmer defeated Ansley Litchfield 53-22. And just a handful of scores in Class D2. If you have an update from the Shelton Lawrence Nelson game or the Amherst Kennesaw, Axtell Wilcox Hildreth games, SEM Eustace Farnham, love to hear from you. Give us a buzz at 236-9900, 308-236-9900. We'll get the score out. At the half, Loomis leading Elwood 22-15, Bertrand leading Anselmo Myrna 22-6, and Kiltner had an early 16-0 lead over Pleasanton. Here it is Donovan Trumbull 20 and Sutton 14 halftime. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Well, it's been some pretty good high school football throughout the season, better and better each and every week, and we're seeing a great one here tonight on Classic Hits. Don't forget that we have got the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament all next week here on Classic Hits 98.9. It begins on Monday night. The top three seeds are hosting action. On Monday, Wood River, the top seed, will have Adams Central playing Ravenna at 6. The winner plays Wood River right after that. The number two seed is St. Paul. That's where Gibbon will play Loop City Arcadia at 6, and the winner will have to take on St. Paul. And then here on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll be at the number three seed, Kearney Catholic, where Ord will play Centura at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull in the second match. The semifinals are Tuesday. The championship and consolation are Thursday. Those games are at Wood River, and we'll have them all here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, the Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Tournament gets underway on Monday at Overton and at Elm Creek. And if you're looking for some great volleyball tomorrow, the place to be is Grand Island Central Catholic. It is the Centennial Conference Volleyball Tournament. They play it all out tomorrow. And the top five teams either currently R-rated or have been. Columbus Scotus, the number one seed. St. Cecilia, the number two seed. Concordia of Omaha, the number three seed. Grand Island Central Catholic, the number four seed. Lincoln Christian, the number five seed. It's some incredible volleyball that's going on tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, here we are at halftime. It is Donovan Trumbull 20 and the visitors from Sutton 14, trying to avoid their second straight loss after going undefeated into the state finals last year. When we come back, we'll have the first half stats with Jeff Babel right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two on Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Brett Breckner, who's also, of course, the football coach of the number one team here in C2. Doug Duda, along with Jeff Babel, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Donovan Trumbull 20 and Sutton 14. Also a reminder, all of our games, all of our sporting events, available live on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The game's podcast up just within 30 minutes after the end of the game. So if you go home, pull it up on the computer or your iPhone, whatever the case may be, you can hear the podcast tonight or this weekend as well. I want to remind you that we've got plenty of action on ESPN 1460 this weekend. College football doubleheader tomorrow. It will be Oklahoma and Texas in the Red River Rivalry at 11, followed by Northwestern and Wisconsin at 2:30. And then tomorrow night, game one of the American League Championship Series, the Detroit Tigers at the Boston Red Sox. Tonight in the National League Championship Series, the Dodgers and Cardinals are scoreless in the bottom of the second. Our Sunday NFL tripleheader begins with the Packers-Ravens at noon. Then it's the Patriots and Saints at 3:20. And Sunday night football has the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington Redskins. But right now, let's find out what happened here in the first half. Here's Jeff with the stats.
All right, let's start with the away team, the Sutton Mustangs, coached by Steve Raymer. His son, Raymer, goes eight carries for 45 yards. He also had one pass attempt that was incomplete on the halfback pass. Johnson, the big story there for Sutton so far, eight carries, 128 yards. Wiseman, 10 carries for 34 yards. That's 166 rushing yards. Wiseman through the air, just 1 of 5 for 8 yards, 2 interceptions. So grand total, 174 yards for Sutton so far. They've punted the ball one time for 36 yards, and they've been penalized themselves 5 times for 48 yards. Hennessy, the big interception there for Sutton. Let's go over to the home team, Donovan Trumbull, coached by Coach Brent Breckner. Jordan Slough, 11 carries for 108 yards. Riley Wilfong, the quarterback, 10 carries, 100 yards, a nice 10 yards per carry, averaged 208 total rushing yards in the first half between the two. Williams actually got two more as well, so that's actually 210 total rushing yards. 1 of 5, though, through the air for Wiltfong, only 2 yards on that quick receiver screen, and he was picked off by Hennessy, like we said. Lorenzo Williams and Riley Wiltfong got the two interceptions for Donovan Trumbull, picking off Cole Wiseman, potential All-State quarterback there. They had 4 punts. Did Donovan Trumbull. Slough punted away, 101 yards total. 5 penalties for Donovan Trumbull as well, 53 yards. So penalties, a little bit of an issue here so far for both teams, but those are the total yards. 20-14 right now, Donovan Trumbull on top of Sutton after one period of play, one half of play here in Donovan.
Here is your scoring recap for Sutton. They got the ball to kick it off to start this football game, but they got the ball on an onside kick, and it was an intentional onside kick. It just took a beautiful hop for him, and Tyler Bailey covered the ball at the Donovan Trumbull 44. Two plays in, a 34-yard run by Johnson took it inside the 10-yard line, a 3-yard run by Cole Wiseman. The two-point conversion by Noah Johnson made it 8-0, and we were only a minute 56 in, but it didn't take long for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals to answer a 60-yard run all the way down to the 5-yard line by Jordan Slough, that he took it in from 5 yards out. So just 59 seconds later, it was 8-6 as the two-point conversion was no good. Sutton answers right back. A 52-yard touchdown run by Noah Johnson made the score 14-6 as the two-point conversion was no good. And then a 2-yard touchdown run by Jordan Slough, the two-point conversion pass to Gomez, who made a great comeback to catch that football. And with 1:46 to go in the first quarter, it was 14-14. It stayed that way until 5:34 to go in the second quarter. Riley Wiltfong took it in from 7 yards out. The two-point conversion pass, no good. 20-14, your score. That's where we're at the half. And we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, we're getting ready for the second half of play here at Donovan Trumbull. Want to remind you, some great football coming up the next 2 weeks to wrap up the regular season next Friday. Then the 2 weeks from now, you get the Thursday, Friday, a doubleheader, and on to the playoffs on Halloween. So that is right around the corner. Don't forget, complete coverage of the state cross-country meet coming your way as well. Jeff Babel, along with me, Doug Duda. Sutton's going to get the ball here, and they've got to keep scoring because it doesn't look like they're going to be able to slow Donovan Trumbull down. They did so by getting a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, Hennessy was the big interception there, and a couple of turnovers on down. Sutton seized the momentum early with that onside kick, took that drive in for his touchdown, and then took another one in as well. And so they were up 14-6. They never were able to get up by more than one score. Donovan Trumbull slowly chipped away and took the lead in the half, so Sutton's going to get the ball back at the start of the second half. They're going to try and build on that, get in the end zone, and try to make this a game that's going to come probably down to who has the ball last. That could be key, and this is a game of conversions, is what I said earlier. Right now, 20-14, if Sutton can score and convert the conversion, that could be the ball game right there, just a two-point conversion made or missed.
What's still to come here for these two football teams? Sutton should have the easier way going in. They go to Thayer Central next week, and then we'll take on a Superior team that hasn't won a football game for quite a while in their home finale. That is a Thursday night game. A Donovan Trumbull, they're back here against Hastings St. Cecilia next week. So even if they win tonight, that district title is not assured. Hastings St. Cecilia comes in next week. We will have that on our radio stations as well. Either 1230 KHAS or ESPN 1550 will have that game next week. And then Donovan Trumbull on Thursday the 24th will head up to Ravenna to wrap up their regular season. And Jeff, there's probably a good chance that if these two teams keep playing the way they're playing and you mix in St. Cecilia, you know, one of those three, probably you're going to see a quarterfinal matchup, and a Donovan Trumbull has a chance, if they can beat both of them, to stay away from that.
Yeah, and don't forget about Blue Hill right there, 4-1. Power points wise, right now Donovan third and Sutton fifth. Pretty much the winner of this one will vault into that third position. Hastings St. Cecilia right now sixth in power points, 43.6. They're tied with Sutton, actually. So, and Blue Hill, 43.6. So we could see any one of those four teams, those local teams, could be an interesting quarterfinal. We saw this same matchup, Sutton and Donovan Trumbull, in the semifinals. We might see it earlier this year, and this could have been a one-versus-two matchup. So And that's just how the bracket works with the East-West divide and power points, who you play, who the strongest. And we can get into that on a whole other topic. But
you've been listening to, we'll get it ready for the second half then. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Donovan Trumbull 20, Sutton 14. The second half is next.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, a reminder that district softball wrapped up today. Kearney was eliminated. Grand Island a champion. Grand Island Northwest a champion. Gothenburg a champion from our area. State golf starts Monday. They were just congratulating Brandy Lemick. Of course, the Lemicks have done so well here at Donovan Trumbull. She won the districts, and so that gets underway coming up on Monday. But right now, Donovan Trumbull, they'll move from north to south. The flag is limp on the pole out there. It was blowing really good, 20 mile an hour to start the game, so no advantage win wise, and Sutton ready to return it, and it will be Wiseman and Raymer all the way up to about their 20-yard line, not expecting any kind of a deep kick. If Gomez could really put his leg into this one, he could probably boom it over him and really make this interesting. So here we go, starting the second half. It's a squib kick, and it's going to be covered. No, the ball gets loose. Let's see who's got it. There's a big pile at the 37-yard line. Sutton slid in to cover it, but it kind of bounced away, and if there's some biting and grabbing underneath the pile, they may have changed possession, but Sutton does stay on top of it. And that was just a squib kick. That wasn't the intentional onside like we saw to start the game, and boy, what a change that would have been right away again, Jeff.
Yeah, and we just talked about Sutton really needed to build off this possession. If they wouldn't even got it there, Donovan Trumbull could have went up two scores. Sutton used the sneak onside kick in the first half. Luckily for them, they were able to recover this fumble and get a first down and 10.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We start the second half. Donovan Trumbull on top, 20-14. Sutton, first and 10 at their 38. Cole Wiseman wants to keep it, following his fullback Johnson, who gets shoved out of the way. He'll get to the 40-yard line. A short gain. We'll call it one. Second down and 9.
Nothing there for Wiseman. The hole was just quickly evaporated there by the Donovan Trumbull defensive line, and looked like a number 4 there for Donovan Trumbull coming off a little gimp. I believe that was Burr. We'll see if that's a long-term injury.
Yeah, Creighton slides out into the ball game. Kalen Garrett, second down and 9. Wiseman, options, going to pitch it to the second man. That's Johnson. He's drugged down from behind, just shy of the 45. We'll call it the 44. A gain of about 4 on the play, and it'll be third down, and we'll call it 5 yards to go here for Sutton on the opening possession of the second half. Don't forget, when we're all done tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show, then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, all the area results, wrap-ups of our radio games, in case you missed any of them. So keep it right here, as it is a key third down to start the second half. Wiseman fumbled as he tried to give it to his fullback, and he is able to dive back on top of it. He put it in his fullback's belly, which was Raymer that time, and as he tried to pull it back, it slipped out of his hands, and it's a punting situation here for Sutton. So 3 and out by Donovan Trumbull to start the second half.
Yeah, not what they wanted to do. They wanted to take this field. If they couldn't score, at least flip the field position right now, and they're going to be punting into the very small north breeze here. But Donovan got to be pleased with their effort there on defense.
As you expected, the defense has gotten a little tougher here since that first quarter. Rugby punt. Now Wiseman fake. He's got room to the left side. It's a sprint. He's got the first down. 50, 45, stiff arm 40, and he'll be pushed out of bounds. And that's why they try that rugby-style punt. You've got smart senior leadership back there. McNally shoved him out of bounds. but he is able to rumble from his own 45 all the way to the 35 of Donovan Trumbull, a gain of 20, and in the mix again, the Sutton offense.
Yeah, you can kind of see the maybe we're going to fake it all day, and they finally got him here. Needed something to build off this momentum, and then that was perfect timing on that fake punt call.
Hennessy to the left, slot left is Shelkoff. And it's going to be an option to the short side. Pitch play to Johnson, just trying to stay in bounds. Not a whole lot there. He's going to get maybe to the 32 as he stretched the ball forward on the tackle. In there, playing some good defense has been Garrett tonight. We've seen him quite a few times. And he was in on the tackle again. Also down there, Blake Williams. It is second down, and we'll call it 6 yards to go. That's a 31.
Yep, Johnson with his 10th carry, 146 yards already, so 14 and a half yards per carry. We've seen those two big runs get him on the edges there. See if they go to him here.
34 and 52 yards already tonight. And here's Wiseman, fullback dive over the right side, and Raymer works his way for one, now two. He's going to get inside the 30-yard line to the 28. It'll bring up third down and short. We'll call it third and two. 9:15 to go in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 20, Sutton 14 here on Classic Hits. Love when you got Jordan Slough and Cole Wiseman back there as punters. They survey the field. They're smart enough to know when to punt. Maybe just run a little bit, get some reaction, then pooch it. It's been pretty interesting in that part of the ball game. Third and two here for Sutton. A little longer in the huddle. They go, well, I thought they were going to go unbalanced. Now they get set. Turn hand at right side. Raymer tries to get the first down. I don't think he got it. He stacked up, come off right guard, right tackle there. Trying to follow Tristan Sheridan and Jared Lemkow. But Raymer is going to be short, and it'll be fourth down and one. And so a definite go-for-it situation at the 27-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. So they converted fourth on the fake punt. Now will they go quarterback sneak? Wiseman's done that a couple of times. As they hustle up to the line of scrimmage, comes set out of the I formation. Wiseman, as they get two linebackers right up in there, six men on the line, trying to get him to jump, and there is some movement, and it looks like it's going to be on Sutton. Donovan Trumbull came in there strong twice, and it looked like the second time they got Sutton to rock back. I don't think this is going to make any difference, though. They'll still go for it. It's just going to be, instead of fourth and one, fourth and six.
Well, in the previous play, we had seen that freshman left guard, Stangle, line up incorrectly, looked like an off balance. Now he goes to the left side. Now he false starts here, and it's going to be a costly 5 yards, but they'll still go for it, like you said, Doug.
Yeah, you look at some of those big seniors across the line coming at you, I'd flinch too.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth and six now. They go bunch to the right side. Option play. Johnson tries to get out there. There's no blocking, and he is nailed behind the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line. A loss of three on the play, and Donovan Trumbull, defense, steps up. Sutton gives it up on downs.
Beautiful play by the Sutton defense, just flying around, trying to find the ball, and didn't give Johnson any room to run. We've seen Johnson dangerous on the outside there. Not that time. Big, big tackle there.
Now Donovan Trumbull wants to get out here and go. So the opening possession for Sutton chewed up 4 minutes and 5 seconds, but no points. Trips to the right side. Wilt Fong, shotgun all night, takes the snap, gives it to Jordan Slough. Hole off the right side, gets to the 45. He breaks a tackle, 50, looking for more running room down the right sideline and shoved out of bounds at the 43-yard line of Sutton. In on the tackle, along with Wiseman all the way down the field, Tristan Sheridan to shove him out.
Nice job there by Wiseman making a, or excuse me, Wolfong, the quarterback, making a few men miss, and up the right sideline made another move.
23-yard gain there for Slough, and it'll be first down and 10. As Wilfong turns, hands it to Jordan again, tries that right side, not as much room, and oh, there's going to be a horse collar tackle. And that was as obvious as could be as Hennessy drug him down, didn't let him get much, maybe about 3 yards, but the horse collar tackle is going to be another first down here for Donovan Trumbull. Neither team has had a two-score lead, but the Cardinals are threatening here, leading it 20-14 with 7:36 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, big penalty there for Donovan Trumbull. They're going to get further into the Sutton defense, and Sutton, you can't be pleased with that one. And excuse me on that last call. I was looking at the Sutton stat sheet, number three, Cole Wiseman. It actually was Sly with a nice 24-yard run.
And they're going to call it a face mask. So he had his horse collar. He had his face mask. Could have called whatever you wanted there. Nonetheless, it is a 15-yard penalty, and it moves the ball all the way down to the Sutton 21-yard line. Trips to the left side. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun. To his left is Jordan Slough. Takes the snap, and he's going to hand it to Jordan, who goes right up the middle, and they're able to drag him down. No, he busts out of there. He's still on his feet. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Jordan Slough. How'd he get out of there? The third touchdown run of the night for the outstanding senior running back of the Cardinals. 21 yards, and it looked like he had big number 66, Tristan Sheridan, on his back. He shook him loose, popped out over the right tackle, and went the last 15 yards untouched. 26-14. Donovan Trumbull lines up to go for two.
Beautiful run there by Slough, breaking a few tackles. Thought he was down a few times. No, he wasn't. He scampered in 21 yards for the score.
Again, they line up for the swinging gate extra point here. This time the only man in the backfield is the quarterback, Wilt Fong. Now he sends a man in motion from left to right. That's Slough. They want to run option. They're going to throw it over the middle, and the pass behind the intended receiver. Donovan Trumbull is having some fun. Jeff, we'll talk about it when we come back here. When you're this good, you can work on things like that. And with 7:26 to go in the third quarter, it's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 26, the Sutton Mustangs 14 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fairbanks International and Case IH have some great money-saving news for you. Case IH is offering an interest waiver on many used combines until January 2015. Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Machinery Network, has the finest selection of quality used combines. Check out their inventory at TitanMachinery.com. Then ask your Fairbanks International rep about the right combine for your operation and 0% financing until January 2015. Some restrictions apply. Fairbanks International, better solutions.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as we're getting ready for Donovan Trumbull to boot the ball away here. 26-14, Donovan Trumbull has now scored 20 unanswered points in this football game. Three touchdown runs from Jordan Slough and one from Riley Wilt Fong. This comes after stopping them on fourth down, a 65-yard drive. Here's an onside kick that Sutton picks up and almost returns up the field. That is John Bitterman. He caught it and then started to crouch down, and nobody hit him. So he went up about 5 yards to the Sutton 48-yard line. Donovan Trumbull was trying to finish the football game right there, but now Sutton, excellent field position.
Yeah, and Donovan Trumbull, their coverage was almost too quickly, and Bitterman kind of just stood there, let everybody run by. He had one man to beat, and he just couldn't quite break the tackle. Donovan, though, tried the knockout blow, tried to do what Sutton did to them to open the game.
Give you some scores in a moment, but first down and 10 here with three wideouts and a spread formation. They're going to send in motion Johnson, and we've got penalty flags. It seems like any time either team wants to do something that's not out of their base set, we're seeing a penalty. And we talked with Donovan Trumbull head coach Brent Breckner. They have been averaging almost eight penalties, a little over eight penalties for a football game. He says some of those are on kickoffs, and we can understand that. So we've seen some squibs go out of bounds. He goes, some of them is after the game has been wrapped up. He's still pretty pleased with the way his first team has handled not getting in a lot of trouble. Kearney 14, Fremont 10. That's in the third quarter. Aurora leading Northwest 27-7. That game is in the third quarter. Holdridge over Lexington 24-10 in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 14, Cozad 7 in the third quarter. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Low snap, Wiseman quarterback draw, going to get what he can up to midfield, and he is going to pick up just about 4 yards, and it'll be 11 yards to go here on second down. That snap was a little low, and Wiseman, I think that was still the play that was designed there, Jeff, but he was going to leave no doubt, just get up the field.
Yeah, and if it was a design quarterback keeper, the low snap probably altered the way he wanted to run that ball, so they didn't go as quite as much as they wanted. They only got 4 on the carry. 60 yards right now for Wiseman on 14 carries.
On second down and 11, the ball is right in the middle of the football field. Twins to the right side. Wiseman, option. He's going to keep it. Run strong off the right side. Get into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 46. That's a gain of 4. Some other scores. Adams Central leads Minden 38-0 in the third quarter. At half, given over St. Paul 28-0. Also in C2, St. Cecilia now leads Southern Valley 27-0 in the third quarter of play. Third down and 8 here for Sutton. They now trail 26-14 at Donovan Trumbull. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Wiseman on third and long, takes the low snap. They're going to run, fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, finds a crease, gets to the 40, but he's short. Great defense there by Donovan Trumbull because Noah Johnson was flat out covered. They had that option play covered and stopped in every position, and Wiseman's athleticism is all that allowed him to pick up the 6 yards, and now it's 4th and 2 at the 40. If you weren't down 2 scores, you'd probably consider pooch punting this thing. But they are going to line up to go for it. Let's see if they try and draw him off here, Jeff.
Use the hard count. Be careful. Your young offensive line might jump again here.
And there he did it. He did it. Wiseman came right up under center, went hard count, and he got Donovan Trumbull to jump across the line of scrimmage. And offsides is the call, and that'll be a first down here for Sutton. Great job by the quarterback, the senior experience of Cole Wiseman. And when you're going off that first sound so many times tonight, you're going to get that defense to move because you've been going off that first sound every time. And Sutton's going to waste no time. They're right over the football. Bitterman split out wide to the left, slot left, and Twins right. 4 wide this time for Wiseman. Again, a low snap. Option play. Gets hit hard as he comes up across the 30-yard line to the 29. Boy, somebody got him in the helmet because his head snapped right back. But it's a nice keen on the play of 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4. And Sutton, who's been rolling the dice on 4th down, able to get the 1st down via the penalty. And on the move again.
We've seen a lot of low snaps here. I wonder if the center is just thinking about getting his blocker before he's worrying about getting the snap. We've seen the low snaps. It might come back and haunt him here.
They line up off of him, and Garrett Clark gets the snap. They give it to Raymer. He hurdles the pile, and that's going to get him about 5 yards to the 25. They stack him up. They try to strip the ball, and they shove him backwards. He is very close to the 1st down. One official has it on the 25. One has it just short. And I think if it touches the 25, that's going to be enough to move the chains. Let's just see where they put the ball down. And it is right on the 25-yard line. And that'll be a 1st down here. Nice carry, Trey Raymer. He was expecting to get crunched, and he just leapt right over his right tackle who was laying on the ground.
Yeah,
made the pancake block.
Nice run there by Raymer. Kind of just ran into his own line, ran into the defensive line, just kind of just shoved everyone out of the way and fought forward and got the 1st down. Move the chains for the Sutton Mustangs into almost the red zone here.
Now split out very wide left. John Bitterman ball on the right hash. They're staying out of that 4 wide, trying to spread Donovan Trumbull out. Option. Here's the pitch play. Johnson, he's in some trouble, uses the stiff arm. And then coming in there, McNally trying to strip the ball. But he runs hard. 3 guys on him. Gets to the 20-yard line. You had a guy on his back. You had McNally trying to strip the ball. Wilt Fong finally came in at the end and helped bring him down. But a nice gain of 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5 at the 20. We've had very few long drives in this football game, Jeff, and this won't be one because they took over at the 48 after the failed onside kick.
Right, and Noah Johnson with a nice 5-yard run there. It seemed like the pitch was behind him. He couldn't quite get his momentum going like he had. When he does, he breaks it for big carries.
I formation, Twins right side, and the center didn't know the snap count that time, and the penalty flags will come out. The center snapped it and took off, and everybody else was kind of standing there. And so wipe off the 5-yard gain on 1st down with the penalty. It'll be 2nd down and 10. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull 26 and Sutton 14 here on Classic Hits 98.9. It was 14-14 after one.
So far, we've already had 4 penalties on Sutton in the second half, kind of shooting themselves in the foot here. The offensive line with a couple false starts, both by the left guard and the center so far.
Cole Wiseman talking to the official at length about something there, and finally Noah Johnson just went up and grabbed his arm and said, get in the huddle. Don't worry about it. So out to the left is Noah Johnson. Cole Shelkoff is there as well. They'll turn, hand it off. Johnson over the left side, tripped up as he gets back to the 20-yard line. So get five, wipe it out by penalty, get the five back. It'll be third down and five.
Nice job by Johnson keeping the ball in his offset left hand. You know, a lot of times if that's your weak hand, you'll bring it back to the right side and expose it to a possible turnover. Nice job by Johnson keeping it on the left side and getting 5 yards, getting some of that penalty yards back, making it third and manageable here.
And again, remember, Sutton not being able to sub as much offensively or defensively as Donovan Trumbull, and this is where Donovan Trumbull's depth could come into play. Third and five at the 20. Trips in a bunch to the right side. Pitch play that way, Johnson. It's a halfback pass. Nobody's open, and he's going to be sacked back at the 32-yard line by Creighton Burr. If he'd have had a little time to set up and throw, they had released Tyler Bailey down the field, and he did get by the defender, but instead it'll be a loss of 9, 4th and 14. And, boy, Sutton sure has rolled the dice quite a bit tonight, Jeff. They feel that they need to do that. They had 2 downs to get 5 yards, instead went to the trick play, thinking that they would be trying to stop the run. So here they go, 4th down and 9 at the 29-yard line, needing to go forward here. Wiseman out of the shotgun with 4 wides, 3-step drop, nowhere to go, rolls to his left, under pressure, going to have to throw it somewhere, into the end zone, got a man open, and Johnson is there, touchdown Sutton! Cole Wiseman's ability to scramble gave him all the time he needed, and Noah Johnson says thank you very much. A 29-yard touchdown pass to cut the lead to 6 on 4th and 9, and that's why Wiseman is one of the best in the state.
Yeah, he's flushed to the left side there. It looked like he was going to get hit and sacked for the yards, and right before he was hit by the Donovan Trumbull defender, he found a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown for Noah Johnson in for 6.
So now you'd love to have a kicker to just pooch it in there, but they have to go for 2 because that's all they've got. Wiseman out of the shotgun, 4 wideouts again. Johnson flanking him to the left. The snap rolls to him, but he picks it up, pitches it to Johnson, and walks in to the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And with 1:30 to go in the third quarter, converting 4th down again, Sutton has pulled to within 4. It's Donovan Trumbull 26, Sutton 22 on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic is battling Cozad, and the last score is Kearney Catholic has now went up 20-7 over the Haymakers in the third quarter. What a huge statement that would be for the Stars, as Sutton will boot it away, and Wiseman again down the sideline, and it is going to go out of bounds. So that'll mean they'll get it at the 35-yard line. And here we've got 1:30 to go in the third quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull 26, Sutton 22. Donovan Trumbull has been able to convert one time and twice now for Sutton, and that's why it's a 4-point ball game. Johnson twice has been able to get in on runs. Gomez caught a 2-point conversion pass. So Donovan Trumbull actually has 4 touchdowns to Sutton 3, but the conversions make a big difference. And Donovan Trumbull now back on offense. 1st and 10 at the 35. Wilt Fong, option out of the shotgun. Looks right, pitches the ball. Slough gets to the 40, spins. Be drugged down at the 41, and a flag after the play again. The tackle made by Garrett Clark. And you have to hope that they don't get over-eager with flags in a great game like this, unless it is just blatant out there. There's going to be some pushing and shoving And we've got a dead ball personal foul called on Sutton. And that'll be a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So the ball goes from the Donovan Trumbull 42, and they'll march it all the way into Sutton Mustang territory and set it down at the 43. Penalties starting to become part of this football game, Jeff.
Yeah, and it looked like Wiseman there, Wilfong, the quarterback, was hit late as well on the option play. So interesting to see the penalties are starting to play a big factor.
Trips to the left side this time. Wilfong optioned that way with Slough. They've got it covered. He steps right between both defenders, and then the tackle is made. They probably could have called a penalty there on Donovan Trumbull. They shoved the Sutton guy right in the back into Slough to make the tackle. Among those over there was Garrett Leach. He's a freshman in on the play. You've also got Tanner Peterson, a freshman, on the field right now. So Sutton, knowing that they've got to get some breathers in there, and they're using some freshmen. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for the Cardinals at the Sutton 43-yard line. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Wilt Fong hands it off. Slough again, and this time he's smothered in the backfield. He's going to lose three back to the 45-yard line. Back there for Sutton. They had Raymer back there. Also had Bitterman back there. And it looked like Tristan Sheridan was back there. And Donovan Trumbull does not have to snap the ball here if they don't want to. And I think that's exactly what Coach Breckner has told him. Let's just go to the fourth quarter. It's going to be third down and 11. The ball is at the Sutton 44-yard line. It is Donovan Trumbull 26, Sutton 22. It's been a great three quarters. What will the fourth quarter bring? We'll find out after this on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's a great one here in Donovan. Donovan Trumbull 26, Sutton 22 to start the fourth quarter with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda with you. As we head to the fourth quarter of play, a couple of other scores for you. Kearney Catholic leading 20-7 over Cozad. Adams Central 45-0 over Minden. St. Cecilia is taking care of their counterparts at Southern Valley. And Kearney a 17-10 lead over Fremont late third quarter. It is third and 11 for Donovan Trumbull. The ball is at the Sutton 44-yard line up by four. Twins right out of the shotgun, Wiltfong. Drops back, five-step drop, has time, looking deep, now throws underneath. It's intercepted by the lineman at the 45-50, 45-40. It is Tristan Sheridan picking it off, and each team having troubles with turnovers, two apiece now, and they've all come through the air, and Sutton takes care of business with the pick.
Yeah, nice deep drop, five-step drop there by Wilfong. Try to step up a little bit. Through the guy, but there was so much space there. The defensive lineman was just separated. Big old 66 there, separated. Put his paws up there, intercepted it, and turned a huge momentum switch now for Sutton. They're going to have the ball first down and 10 deep into Donovan Trumbull territory.
They're at the 38-yard line. Most of the plays have come outside the KSIH red zone. First down and 10, man in motion, Johnson, and they're going to fake the handoff. Wiseman right up the middle, gets tripped up as he lunges forward from the 35 to the 33, and we're going to have a Cardinal a little dinged up in the backfield there. That might be Williams, and they're going to have to run in Noah Keller here to take over defensively. And checking out of the football game is Williams. It'll be second down now and about 4 yards to go off the nice scamper by Wiseman. Again, low snap, option play. He'll keep it. Gets hit, spins off one man, works his way for two, works his way for three. He's going to be inside the 30 right at the first down marker at the 28-yard line. And when the game is in doubt, you put the ball in your best player's hands, and Wiseman gets the first down, a gain of four, so he gets 10 yards total on those last two. And Cole's getting the job done tonight. Johnson's leading him in rushing, but Cole Wiseman's right there.
Yeah, 19 carries for 86 now yards, and Johnson 14 for 143.
Each team with two interceptions in this football game. Jordan Slough, three touchdown runs for Donovan Trumbull. They lead it 26-22, but Sutton after the pick on the move. First and 10 at the 28. This time they will hand it to Johnson on the inside sweep, and the jet sweep's not going to get him much. He goes to the left side, right to his bench, and he's going to be tackled at the down marker. It'll be second down, and Williams is going to get back into the ball game after suffering a little stinger there, and Keller will check back out.
So far for Johnson in the second half, 6 carries, 6 yards, so they're really starting to key on him. Maybe Wiseman want to keep a quarterback keeper here and see if he can't bust it up.
Again, we just keep talking about it. There's been a lot of football between the 20 and the 35-yard line tonight, and we've seen quite a few big plays from that spot. As they'll go single left, single right here, now they're going to put Johnson out in the slot, and in the backfield is going to be Cole Shelkoff. Wiseman out of the shotgun on second down and 10. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, steps over a blocker in the left side, spins inside the 25, and he'll get down to about the 22. Wiseman just looks for any crease and then just kind of leaps forward because they are hitting him. They are getting a hand on him, but a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be third down and about 3.5 here for Sutton, trying to take the lead. They were up early on the opening possession of the game. They kicked off an onside kick. They covered it less than 2 minutes. They're up 8-0. They led 14-6 and then 20 unanswered points by Donovan Trumbull until the 29-yard pass from Wiseman to Johnson on 4th and 9 on their last possession. Now the interception. They're in business again, 3rd and 4. And it'll be Wiseman right up the middle, off right guard. He's going to get to the 20-yard line, but he's going to be short of the first down. That time the lunge was met with defensive reinforcement. They had the hole closed. They'll mark it just inside the 20. It's going to be 4th and 1, 1.5, maybe a gain of 2. So Sutton was stopped on 4th down earlier this half. Can Donovan Trumbull do it again? The Cardinal fans on their feet trying to make some noise here. 4th down and 1, and we are going to get a timeout. It'll be the first one of the half called by Sutton. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 4th and 1 coming up for Sutton at the Donovan Trumbull 19. It's Donovan Trumbull 26, Sutton 22, 8:44 to go when we come back.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Mustangs are in the Case IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International and Hastings, or Case IH dealer, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. 4th and a long 1 for Sutton at the Donovan Trumbull 19. They're going to go spread formation, put Wiseman in the shotgun, pressure coming from the outside. Snap goes option keep left side. Wiseman has the first down, has more, 15, 10, 5. How about the end zone? Touchdown, Sutton. Cole Wiseman from 19 yards out. Jeff, you try to stop him from 1 yard, and when you do that, everybody's up on the line. Wiseman, we can talk about it all night long. If he gets through the crease, it's going to be big, and he does it again.
Donovan probably thinking he's going to do a quarterback sneak up the middle. They do a design quarterback keeper to the left side. They got behind the running back, Raymer. Big hole on the left side. He found the seam, and then he turned a first down into a touchdown. 19-yard touchdown run by Cole Wiseman puts Sutton back on top.
The last two touchdowns on 4th down. for Sutton. Two-point conversion. Wiseman, delayed handoff. Raymer thinking about throwing it. Now he's going to run. Dives for the pylon. He hit the pylon. He's got the two-point conversion. And with 8:36 to go in this football game, it's another classic here on Classic Hits. Sutton 30, Donovan Trumbull 26. We'll be back with the kickoff after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Everybody getting the act right now. Trey Raymer getting the two-point conversion. It's 30-26 Sutton. They were a play away from maybe being out of this football game. They have a 29-yard touchdown pass on 4th and 9. Then they get the pick from Tristan Sheridan. And on 4th and 1 from the 19, Wiseman goes all the way.
Yeah, Wiseman at 13 yards now on his 22nd carry. We saw Johnson hurt him in the first half. Wiseman realizing that Donovan's starting to key on him, doing a lot of it himself in the second half. Puts them on top right now, 30-26. Donovan, going to see how they answer back here early in this fourth quarter.
Well, obviously, Donovan Trumbull has not even been in a ball game this late all season long. Let's see how they react. And the kick, they're not even going to mess around. He's just going to kick it out of bounds. And, you know, I think what Sutton has done, and we talked about it earlier, the kicks haven't been good. Some of it went out of bounds. There was no messing around there. He just kicked it out of bounds. He says, fine, have it at the 35. That's what we've decided.
If we give it to their playmakers returning the ball, there's a chance it'll go past the 35-yard line. So let's just kick it out there, let them go from that set position, and see if they can't beat us with their offense instead of their special teams.
Now Donovan Trumbull just can't panic. They've moved the ball all night long. Let's see if they can do it again here. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun on 1st and 10. It's him and Slough. Slough right up the middle. 5, 10, 12. Breaks a tackle. Look out in the secondary. 50, 45. And a big tackle to save it there by Bitterman in Donovan Trumbull territory. Leaping forward into Sutton territory at the 46-yard line. So there's a 19-yard run, breaking about 5 tackles for Jordan Slough. What talent we're seeing on the field here tonight. They're trying to go no huddle, and Sutton's not even up on the ball yet. Donovan Trumbull didn't snap it early enough. Here's the play. Wilt Fong gives it to Slough off the right side, and they'll drag him down after a gain of 4. Those 4-yard gains look like 1-yard gains because they hardly ever stop them short, but right now Sutton is a little bit gassed out there. We talked about it from the pregame all the way into the halftime. Donovan Trumbull has more bodies, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, and Slough with that nice run. Bitterman with the ankle tackle, starting to show the depth. He might be a little tired, can't chase him down.
2nd and 6, Slough up the middle. There's nobody there until he gets to the linebackers, and he's drugged down by Noah Johnson after a 1st down all the way to the 30-yard line. Keep tacking on the yards, 11 more for Jordan Slough.
194 right now, 19 carries for Slough. Going to be knocking on the door for 200 after this next carry.
Give credit to that offensive line up there. Garrett, Sawyers, Warford, Tobin, Cook. And again, Slough this time looks for some running room. This time they slow him down, wrestle him to the ground, but tackle him forward for about 3. And trying to do everything he can. Garrett Clark, we've called his name a lot. Tristan Sheridan, just a couple of sophomores in there. Making some tackles. 2nd down and 7.
Steady dose of Slough, 8 carries so far in the second half. Wilt Fong, to my knowledge, has no carries so far. Williams, a guy we thought we might see a little bit more of, hasn't done much today either.
7 minutes to go. Sutton 30, Donovan Trumbull 26 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton. Wilt Fong, quarterback draw this time. Has a little room off the left side. Gets to the 20. Stretches it to the 19. Very close to a 1st down. I think he's got it. 7 yards, 8 yards on the play. And move the chain. So this is the bread and butter for Donovan Trumbull, and they are running that playbook perfectly right now, starting at their own 35.
Nice job of not panicking, like you had said. Just run your offense, and they're doing that, and they're doing it very effectively, just going right down the field, looking to score here. They're almost into the Case IH red zone.
They're actually taking a little time here, a long time before they've even decided on what the play should be here, giving him a chance to catch their breath. Creighton Burr is in the slot to the left side here. Wilt Fong has Williams, it looks like, in the backfield. And another quarterback draw. This time, Bennerman and company are there as he gets to about the 17-yard line. Considering what we've seen tonight, it is a short game. Second down and eight. A gain of two that time for Wilt Fong. And no matter what Donovan Trumbull does here, they can't really run a ton of clock here. If they do score, Sutton's going to have 3-4 minutes left. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the game. 30-26 Sutton, but Donovan Trumbull is in the Case IH red zone. Rolling out, Wilt Fong wants to throw. Corner route. It is caught at the 5-yard line. And hauling it in to make it first and goal will be Gomez. He had a key 2-point conversion catch in the first half. And now they're ready to punch it in and take the lead. First and goal at the 5, Donovan Trumbull. Ball on the left hash, which is near the Donovan Trumbull sideline. They've got trip wide receivers there, but all you need to know is Slough is to the right of Riley Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong gives it to Slough, starts left, goes back right, and they're going to be able to drag him down short of the goal line. And again, the big fella Garrett Clark, 225-pound sophomore, is in on that tackle. And they're trying to hurry things up here, but they are not able to get set as quickly as they would want. They're going to give him a gain of about a yard. The scoreboard says 3, but that barely passed the 5, so we'll call it the 4. Second and goal at the 4. Wilt Fong turns, going to keep it himself, faked it to Slough, trying to get outside, but Sutton gets through there and knocks him down. Hennessy drops him behind the line of scrimmage and a great open field tackle to make it third down and goal.
Big play there. It fooled me. I thought Slough had the ball for sure. And then all of a sudden, Wilt Fong's going. He's got the corner. And then a huge play by Sutton to get him in the backfield and bring up this long third down now.
You would have thought they would have been on that play, but a great job. Third and goal. They back him up to the 5-yard line. Ball on the far hash now. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun. Slough to his left. Riley rolls left. Wants to throw. Pump fake. Now throws it underneath, and it is short and incomplete. Right at the goal line, but it was a long throw from the right hash all the way over there to the left pylon. Looked like that was intended maybe for Noah Keller, and it was underthrown. And all of a sudden, it's fourth down and goal at the 5-yard line, and Sutton trying to make their first huge defensive stop of the night. 4:30 to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Fourth and goal at the 5-yard line for Donovan Trumbull, trailing 30-26.
Got to feed Slough here.
Decide not to burn the timeout. Wilt Fong rolls left, wants to throw, same play, and it's Creighton Burr caught in the end zone. Touchdown.
Right on the goal line, too. That was going to be a close call. They said he broke the plane and got the 6. Huge touchdown catch there for Donovan Trumbull. Puts them back on top.
What a fire. What a catch, Creighton Burr. It was well covered by Bennerman and company out there, but they say he just got the ball across the plane, and that makes it 32-30 with 4:23 to go here in the ball game. And now Donovan Trumbull ends up going for the 2-point conversion. They'll put the ball on the left hash, trips to the right side. Slough right to the right side of Wilt Fong. Riley rolls right, Slough's in there for protection, rolling, throws it to the corner, and has the 2-point conversion. So the 2-point conversion is good, and now Sutton will get one last chance with 4:23 to go in the ball game. It's Donovan Trumbull, 34, and Sutton, 30. The 2-point conversion hauled in there by Zach McNally, and we'll kick it off right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
The last three touchdowns have all been scored on fourth down plays. And now Donovan Trumbull has regained the lead 34-30 with 4:23 to go. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel. This one isn't over. It was 36-29 final last year, right on pace, 34-30. Kick is away. Squib kick. Sutton will pick it up the 29, 30, 35. Johnson, 40, tries to get to the outside, going to the left, and he's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. But still, as everybody has seen, both teams have had great field position. We've only seen one time that a team started inside their own 20, and that was on the last possession of the first half when the punt was down at the 5-yard line. So no one's really been in any trouble tonight with their back against their own end zone.
We'll see what Sutton does here. They got 4:26 left. Do they try to waste a little bit of time and score it, or do you just worry about getting the points here?
Wiseman turns, hands it to Trey Raymer off the left side. Good blocking. He gets five. He gets six across the 45 to the 46-yard line. As we said about Donovan Trumbull, Sutton has to do the same thing. Do what they've been doing. They've had to take a few more snaps, converting thirds and fourth down and longs. But don't rush. They've got time. Sutton has two timeouts, 4 minutes to go. They're already at their own 46-yard line. It's second down and four. Need to get just across midfield for the first. Everyone in tight except Hennessy. Wiseman wants to go that way with a quarterback keeper and a penalty flag. This one's coming back. He's got the first down into Donovan Trumbull territory, 45, 44-yard line. But instead of a gain of 10, it's going to be second down and about 14 because this is going to be a hold. That flag came right out of his pocket. I mean, that there wasn't even really a cut that time. Probably got it on the wide receiver, too. Oh, yeah. He's trying to make the crackback block and just grabbed too much.
Yeah, we tried to keep the quarterback keeper, get all of his blockers here on that near side, and looked like it was going to develop nicely. Then the hold kind of sprung the run, got the first down, but going to be a nice 10 yards at least here. Going to be second down and 11 for Sutton.
Kearney squeaks out a 17-10 win over Fremont tonight. Kearney Catholic leads Cozad 20-13. That's the fourth quarter on ESPN Radio. Adams Central beat Minden 45-6. St. Cecilia, a 42-0 winner over Southern Valley. Second down, it will be 11 here for Sutton at their own 39-yard line. Wiseman, quarterback, trying to follow Johnson on the short side. There's nowhere to run, so he's going to reverse his field. Breaks one, breaks two, spin, move. Look at him go. And he makes something out of nothing again to the 45, to the 47. What a job by Cole Wiseman. He was in jail over here along the Donovan Trumbull sideline. He was going to lose three. He ends up picking up about eight, and it's third down and two.
Gained eight, but he ran about 50 yards right there. It looked like the play was going absolutely nowhere here. It looked like they were going to lose plenty of yards. Cut back, spun off a man, and picked up eight huge yards, third down short.
Third and two, Wiseman to Raymer off the left side, and Trey is going to get the first down as he gets just into Donovan Trumbull territory and then rolls over a man on the ground for another yard to the 49-yard line of the Cardinals. And now, folks, this is it. 2:42 to go. This will be Sutton's last possession. This is their last chance. They trail 34-30 in a back-and-forth ball game. Donovan Trumbull just took the lead on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Wilt Fong to Grayton Burr on fourth and goal at the 5. First and 10, Sutton at the Donovan Trumbull 49-yard line, trailing by 4. Low snap. Wiseman picks it up. He's in trouble. He wanted to get outside. Instead, just takes it, eats it, loses a couple. As the pressure came right up the middle, Wiseman probably, had that snap been a little higher, been able to take off because all the pressure came up the middle. Instead, a loss of 2, second and 12, back at their own 49-yard line. And by the time they snap this ball, we'll have 2 minutes to go, 34-30.
Another low snap to come back to haunt him right there.
So now he gets under center. Option play right side, pitches it to Johnson. Johnson gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And again, it's McNally. McNally comes in there, and they knew he was going to get called. The blocking back for Sutton would have got called for a hold had he tried to grab him because he got by him, so he let him go. Two more loss on the play. Now it's third and 14, and now Sutton is in some trouble. 1:30 to go.
Donovan Trumbull trying to get their fans involved, trying to confuse that young offensive line for Sutton. Sutton hurrying up to the line now.
They haven't thrown the ball much. Wiseman back to pass. He's got a man behind everybody. Hennessy, instead, he's going to throw it underneath, and it's complete into the hands of Josh Bitterman to the 40, and he's close to the first down marker. They ran Hennessy deep, and Wiseman, if his arm is good enough, again, he was open, but he was not looking for that. He was looking for the little drag pattern there, and Bitterman hauls it in for a first down to convert third and 14.
Wow. I mean, it looked like he had a man wide open. Then it was going to be a scramble situation. Bitterman, his safety route twice tonight. Bitterman, big first down conversion.
First and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 37. 1 minute to go. Sutton on the move, and we've got whistles and a timeout. Coach Raymer spiked something over there. I don't know if he didn't want the timeout or if something was really messed up there, but that leaves them with just one timeout remaining, and 10 seconds ran off the clock there before they got the timeout called. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 58 seconds to go. It's Donovan Trumbull 34, Sutton 30. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here in Donovan. First down and 10 for Sutton. They're at the Donovan Trumbull 38-yard line, trailing 34-30 with 58 seconds to go. Wiseman dropped back to pass. Now a quarterback draw, looking for room off the right side. Has it. Oh, a penalty flag. 30-yard line down to the 25. But they're going to call Trey Raymer, and the flag's laying right next to him. And we're going to get another hold. That means first and 20. And right now, Jeff, it's not so much the yards, it's the time. We know that both these teams have converted third and fourth and long multiple times tonight. But now it'll be first and 20 all the way back at your own 47, 48-yard line. We'll say the 47, but only one timeout, 49 seconds to go.
It looked like it was away from the play, too, and it was a nice carry. 49 seconds left. They don't have much time. They got to go 50 yards. They've already used, I believe, a couple timeouts left. Yeah, just one the left. One. So Sutton going to be, luckily for them, the play has stopped. They don't have that runoff like you see in some of the upper divisions. So.
First and 20. Wiseman under center. Twin wide receivers. Johnson to block. Back to pass. Pressure from the backside. Wiseman has time. Now decides to run. They've got him around the ankles, and they've sacked him back in the Sutton territory. And a timeout will be called. The final one by Sutton as he is slow to get up. The sack is made by Grady Cook. And that'll bring up second and pack a lunch. The final timeout now for Sutton. They were moving the ball down the field. Both teams here in the fourth quarter, when they needed to score, had moved the ball. But now a penalty and a sack brings up second down. And let's see, they need to get to the 27 there. All the way back at their 48, so that's about 25 yards to go to get a first down here. Timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. When the football game is over, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, a recap of tonight's exciting game, scores from around the area. And when we're finished here, we'll send it back to the studios in Kearney and Hastings as Merritt Lawson and Tyson Havronic bring you the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Some big-time games in the area tonight. Kearney Catholic still leading Cozad 20-13 in the fourth quarter of play. Also in eight-man football tonight, had that big one between Elm Creek and Overton. And Overton wins it 20-13. No scoring in the second half of that game. Here it is, Donovan Trumbull 34, Sutton 30. 38 seconds to go, second and 25 for Sutton, and they're out of timeouts at their own 48. Out of the shotgun, Wiseman. There's a good snap. Plenty of time, three-man rush all day for Cole. Now he's in a little bit of pressure, rolls. He needs to do something with the football. He's going to get dropped 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage. All the way back at the 30. He needed to dump the ball, and instead the clock running. 20 seconds to go. They've got time for two plays. They're 70 yards away. Wiseman calling for the ball, waiting for the snap. There it is, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Throw it underneath to Johnson. It's incomplete. Sapping the clock with 5 seconds to go. So they're going to have to draw up the play that the Titans won the state championship with in Virginia if they're going to get this one, because the sack took them all the way back to the 30-yard line. That was an 18-yard loss. It doesn't matter the yards to go. It's fourth down, and they need to get all 70 right here. Donovan Trumbull, student body, ready to rush the field now. And all they have to do is not hold, no penalty. Wiseman goes over to get the play himself from the head coach, Steve Raymer. And they're trying to snap a three-game losing streak to Sutton right here. They're one play away from doing it here at Donovan Trumbull. Cole Wiseman back to pass. Three-man rush. Has time. Looking. Throws it as far as he can for Noah Johnson. He pushes off. The ball falls to the ground. It's incomplete, and the football game is over. The top-ranked Donovan Trumbull Cardinals improved to 6-0 and survived by dropping Sutton to 4-2 with a 34-30 victory over the Mustangs here tonight. And for the second straight year, an outstanding football game. It had all the excitement. It had the turnovers. It had the penalties. It had numerous big plays. The studs were here. Slough and Wiltfong for Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman and Johnson for Sutton, not to mention some of the great defensive plays. And it all came down to Creighton Burr hauling in a 5-yard touchdown pass on fourth and goal with 4.5 to go in the game. And he was right on that goal line. And look how jacked up Donovan Trumbull is. This is the game they wanted. And remember, next week they host Hastings St. Cecilia. So the emotional roller coaster will have to simmer down, or else they're going to be in trouble next week against St. Cecilia, who clobbered a good Southern Valley team tonight and beat Sutton last week. So those three teams once again are going to grind it out, and boy, does this set up for what could be some outstanding Class C2 playoff football in this area. You throw Blue Hill in there, and you're going to have some great, great matchups in the quarterfinals and semifinals. The final score, once again, Donovan Trumbull, 34, and Sutton, 30. We'll be back with the Mesco Sports Post Game Show right after this on Classic Hits.
Fairbanks International and Case IH have some great money-saving news for you. Case IH is offering an interest waiver on many used combines until January 2015. Fairbanks International, part of the Titan Machinery Network, has the finest selection of quality used combines. Check out their inventory at titanmachinery.com. Then ask your Fairbanks International rep about the right combine for your operation and 0% financing until January 2015. Some restrictions apply. Fairbanks International, better solutions.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. You know, we almost went a whole broadcast without seeing Ron Kubik on the air, but I'll tell you what, he's probably in the Bahamas somewhere sipping on a nice little iced tea right now. Coach Kubik and the gang here has done such an outstanding job, and now Brent Breckner and the gang has picked it up, and maybe the biggest win, one of the biggest wins, getting to the semifinals last week was huge, and Breckner and the crew getting the job here tonight, and what an emotional win. They take that next step, beating Sutton tonight by a score of 34-30. And it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. While Jeff Babel continues to check out the stats, let's see if I can update some of the scores from around the area of note, and then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show with Merritt Lawson and Tyson Havronic will get you all the scores from across the state. Kearney beat Fremont tonight, 17-10. Crete and Seward are headed to overtime. McCook has beat Hastings 34-0. Holdridge over Lexington 24-10 in the fourth. Aurora rolling Northwest 41-14. That is at halftime. Also in Class C1 tonight, Central Catholic, after only being up 7-6 at half, now leads Central City 34-6. Cozad has scored twice in a row to tie Kearney Catholic 20-20 in the fourth quarter. That game currently airing on ESPN 1460 AM. Gibbon, no problem with St. Paul, 42-6. They are in the fourth quarter of play. Broken Bow, big win over Ord tonight, 48-0. Adams Central over Minden, 45-6. Fillmore Central beat Wilbur Claytonia, 13-6. Milford blank Sandy Creek, 42-0. In C2, it was Thayer Central over Superior, 35-6. St. Cecilia blank Southern Valley, 42-0. Ravenna pulled away from Wood River, 34-21. In D1 action tonight, it was Twin Loop and Loop City. No update here in the second half there. Alma trailing now to Arapahoe. Arapahoe leading at 26-20 in the fourth quarter. Howells Dodge 26-0 over Guardian Angels in the fourth quarter. Heartland 50, McCool Junction 30. That in the fourth quarter. Earlier tonight, Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Franklin 42-16. Overton edged Elm Creek 20-13. There was no scoring in the second half of that football game, and Loomis is about to upset Elwood. They lead at 28-15 in the fourth quarter. Bertrand and Anselmo Myrna were in a tussle at last check. Amherst, way back at halftime, was our last update there. They led Kennesaw 20-6. Here, once again, the final score, Donovan Trumbull 34 and Sutton 30. We'll give you the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 34-30 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. They get the win tonight to go to 6-0. They host St. Cecilia next Friday. Again, we'll have that game either on ESPN 1550 or 1230 KHAS. Sutton, they'll be able to lick their wounds after playing two great football teams and two great football games against St. Cecilia and Sutton, and they should be able to finish the regular season at 6-2. They go to Thayer Central and then finish out at home with Superior. Again, the scoring summary in tonight's football game. Sutton came right out. They took a couple of chances tonight. Kicked an onside kick to start the game. Tyler Bailey covered it. And just a couple of plays later, a 34-yard touchdown or run by Noah Johnson set up Cole Wiseman's 3-yard run. Johnson's 2-point conversion. It's 8-0, 10:04 to go in the first quarter. But then Jordan Slough, two plays into their offense, busts off a 60-yarder. And then one play later, takes it in from 5 yards out. The 2-point conversion, no good. Sutton 8-6, and we've only played 3 minutes. Then a 52-yard run by Noah Johnson makes it 14-6 in favor of Sutton. Riley Wiltfong comes up with a highlight reel catch, and I know that the TV cameras were here in the first quarter. That's one you got to see tonight, folks. It was a one-handed pick, and it set up Jordan Slough's 2-yard touchdown run, and the 2-point conversion made it 14-14 as we ended the first quarter of play. Then Hennessy comes away with an interception for Sutton. And that sets up Riley Wiltfong, a 7-yard touchdown run. Hennessy got the interception, but they ended up punting it. Then Wiltfong, a 7-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion was no good. 20-14, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. And that is the way the halftime got here. And then just nothing but excitement in the second half. Multiple fourth down conversions and multiple scoring. A 21-yard touchdown run from Jordan Slough after they had stopped Sutton on fourth down. Sutton got the ball to start the third quarter, ran a fake punt, kind of a designed one. Wiseman, it was up to him whether he goes with it or not, and he gets about a 15-yard, 20-yard gain on it. But then they get stopped on fourth and one. A 65-yard drive ends with Slough's 21-yard touchdown run, and that makes it 26-14 with 7:26 to go. And then that's when the back was against the wall a little bit for Sutton. They were moving the ball, had a penalty, ended up being a fourth and nine, and Wiseman hooks up with Johnson on a 29-yard touchdown pass. Wiseman scrambling, rolls to his left. He's a right-handed quarterback, throws back against his body to a wide-open Johnson, catches it at the two, and steps into the end zone for the touchdown. The conversion was good on the two-point run by Johnson, so it's 26-22, Donovan Trumbull heading into the fourth quarter. And then, on the first play of the fourth quarter, Tristan Sheridan picks off a Riley Wiltfong pass, returns it to the Donovan Trumbull 38, and things just get crazy in this football game. Cole Wiseman on fourth and one breaks free for a 19-yard touchdown run. Raymer gets the two-point conversion. Sutton takes their first lead since the first quarter, 30-26. But right down the football field moves Donovan Trumbull. Ends up getting a first and goal situation, but after a couple of negative plays and a penalty, it took a 5-yard pass. Well, there was no penalty, but a couple of negative plays. Wiltfong on fourth and goal from the five hits Creighton Burr right on the goal line. The two-point conversion was good, 34-30, and then Sutton could not punch it in. And that is the final score here tonight. Jeff, let's take a look at some of the numbers.
All right, let's start with Sutton, the tough luck losers tonight. Noah Johnson got him started early. He was 16 of 140 yards total. He had 138, though, after eight carries in the first half. So he had eight carries for 2 yards in the second half. Donovan Trumbull really clamped down on Noah Johnson. Kind of opened it up, though, for Cole Wiseman. He finished with 26 carries for 92 yards. He was all the way up to 120, Doug, but then that big sack there at the very end, the loss of 25, kind of knocked him below the century mark. Trey Raymer, a nice hard run there, 13 carries, 64 yards. Wiseman through the air, not too bad. Let me see if I can find where I had wrote it down. 3 of 9 passing for 45 yards in that touchdown. 296 total rushing yards, 341 total as well. Johnson with the one touchdown rushing, one receiving. Wiseman two rushing and one passing. Hennessy and Sheridan with the big picks for them. Bitterman only two catches for 24 yards, but two big catches kind of saved the downs and kept Sutton's drive going. Donovan Trumbull now, they're the winners tonight, 34-30, excuse me. And Slough led them, 21 carries for 198. He had a big second half. He was only at 11 for 108, so 10 carries and almost about the same, a little bit better second half for Slough. Wiltfong, the quarterback, 13 carries for 107 yards. And Williams, just those 2 yards, so 307 total rushing yards. And then Wiltfong was only 3 of 9 passing for 19 yards, but he did get that one touchdown. So a tough night through the air for the guys. They had a few PATs as well go incomplete, so those are the total yards that I saw. And Slough, 3 touchdowns, Wiltfong with the touchdown run and pass, and then Burr with the big touchdown pass. Williams and Wiltfong got the picks for Donovan Trumbull, and so that's how the game looked on the stat sheet, and they won it as well on the scoreboard.
34-30, and that is your stat wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Your high school sports wrap-up brought to you by your friends at Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of? Call today for a free quote. And we'll be back to wrap things up and get you ready for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Coming up, bonus coverage. Kearney Catholic and Cozad are going to overtime on ESPN 1460. We'll bring that to you here momentarily. Nebraska volleyball, a five-set winner tonight at Michigan, winning the first two sets, then losing the next two, taking it 15-8. Major League Baseball, top of the sixth. The Dodgers and Cardinals are tied 2-2 in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. So bonus coverage coming up of Kearney Catholic, Cozad. They're in overtime, then the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Great football game for the second year in a row between Donovan Trumbull and Sutton. It's Donovan Trumbull getting it here tonight at home, 34-30 over Sutton. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of our schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so. You're not suited up right if you're not suited up from Misco Sports. Jeff, we'll see you next week.
Yep, sounds good.
For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us from Donovan Trumbull. Treated great again here tonight. Thanks to all the folks for their hospitality. And the Cardinals beat the Sutton Mustangs 34-30. We'll see you in the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament Monday night, Centura Ord at 6, followed by Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic. Have a good weekend, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.